much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
This is Kurt Cobain. I have a lot of things to say to you. A lot of things to say to you. You parasitic little.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I wanna be a duck living by the sea, much as I like being me. They've got wings and they can fly, they can swim and so can I. And instead of growing up, I wanna be a duck. And I'll never give up until I'm a duck, until I'm a duck.
I mean, it's that's the arts right there, you know, laughter, sad, cry, everything.
First name is D's, last name Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
And now.
Wow, I'd really like penis.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, it's odd when things like that get played and you don't remember why you said that in the first place.
Oh, I think you do.
It was just a typical day, if I recall correctly, in that conversation. Hey, Kevin, what do you got going on this weekend? Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of November. Nope. What?
No.
That's Rocktober. We're into Blovember now. You need a different sound effect.
We need some sound effects.
Speaking of D's Nuts, I miss when he was on the leaderboard for next president of the United States. It's starting to get boring now. I know we're still, you know, many months away from the actual election, but Donald Trump is no longer in first place nationally. Ben Carson is ahead.
Yeah.
So now what? No D's Nuts, no Donald Trump. Once the jokes are gone, then you're just left with boring politicians.
But at least we're not a year away from the election.
That's good.
So that's good. Oh, what a dull year this is going to be.
Awful.
It's going to be tough. Hey, it's election day today too, by the way. Do you have any good races going on?
Yeah.
So
the
good.
The comptroller?
Right?
I'm voting for Ben.
Oh, Ben's good.
He should win.
He's the best comptroller we've ever had.
He comptrolls, I'll tell you that.
Boy, does he comptroll.
We are dialed in, man. This is the place to come.
That's right.
For your election coverage. Anyway, it is a Tuesday. We do have a lot of program today. Let me start with this story. You probably saw it. This got quite a bit of attention yesterday. An event that happened over the weekend in the beautiful town of Tupelo, Mississippi. You guys ever been to Tupelo?
No.
Nope.
Nice town. They've got a McDonald's there dedicated to the great local son, Elvis Presley. All sorts of cool Elvis memorabilia in there. Elvis's birth house is there as well. And it's in the deep, deep South, Mississippi. They're pretty serious about the deep South. In fact, they've still got the Confederate flag on their flag, if you'll recall correctly. Remember a few months ago when that controversy was going on about the Confederate flags all coming down?
Right.
Mississippi is still flying theirs. But the Confederate flag is in the news. Marshal Leonard of Tupelo decided that he was angry with Walmart because they were among the numerous businesses that stopped selling Confederate flags after the controversy earlier this year. Back in June, there were 9 black worshipers at a church in Charleston, South Carolina that were blown up. And I guess, do you remember, Allie, it was somehow tied to a guy who was heavy duty into the Confederacy?
Yeah, he was really bad. Pictures on his Facebook, everything, went on websites and just talked it up bad.
He was straight out of 1863. Yeah. So I think that started the whole controversy. A lot of people kind of started to reconsider what the Confederate flag means here in the 21st century. And Walmart was one of those. To their credit, they said, we're not going to sell it anymore. Well, Mr. Leonard was very upset about that. So he pulled into the parking lot at 1:30 a.m. on Sunday. Police captain says an employee was sitting in the vestibule taking a break. The man told the employee to run, that he was going to blow the store up. He threw a package into the front entrance of Walmart. It was a bomb, by the way. He fled and the employee fled, and it blew up. It did not do as much damage as it could have because it was not assembled properly, but it did contain enough explosives to seriously damage the store. He, by the way, drove away in his car, which is a silver Mazda bedecked with stickers of the Mississippi state flag and the Confederate battle flag. Hmm. He also has a big state flag on a flexible pole that is 4 feet wide, a 4 feet wide flag that he flies from his car, a Confederate flag that he flies from his car.
His car.
He was arrested around 2 a.m. for running a red light near the Walmart, and somehow the pieces were put together that this is the guy who tried to bomb the store in a getaway car, completely identifiable, full of Confederate flags.
He's not sharp.
I know a lot of times we talk about how people, you know, people get caught because they make dumb decisions. But if your point is protesting them stopping selling the Confederate flag because it doesn't mean you're a violent thug, then maybe the way to prove that point is not to go and try to blow the store up. Yeah. Maybe you're kind of making their point that maybe the Confederate flag and the people who believe in it are up to no goddamn good.
Yeah.
I don't think you thought this all through.
Yeah, that's the thing, is you try to apply logic.
Yeah.
Right.
But the guy didn't think, hey, if I blow up Walmart, they'll start carrying that flag again.
Right. You don't think so? Then what was his point?
No, I don't know that
he tried to do.
I don't know that he didn't think that. I think he was just angry and lashing out, and I don't know.
They don't sell the Confederate flag anymore, so I'm going to drive my Mazda down there with a four-foot-long Confederate flag on it, and I'm going to blow that store up.
Yeah.
How is that better for him?
Oh, I don't know that it is. I think he's just can only see anger, and that's it. That's all he cares about.
Now he can't buy – you know, if he blows the store up, then where do you go to buy your, you know, your corn chips and beer?
Well, you might be missing the point of this story.
What's the point?
Well, he blew it up because he's mad about the flag. I don't think he's worried about where he's going to get his corn chips.
Well, I'm just saying. He's just shooting himself in the foot because, believe me, in Tupelo, you don't want to be without your Walmart. I'm sure that's where they sell most of the stuff in town. I'm just saying this guy was ill-advised.
Okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb and agree with you, Bean.
Okay, good.
He was ill-advised.
I got to be honest. Hold on. I'm agreeing with Bean as well.
Excellent.
Wow. It's a first.
We are all in agreement. All right. So there you go.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
I think you are a godless, socialist, pot-smoking, maggot-infested member of the Blame America First crowd. And I think you want the terrorists to win.
A little aggressive. Sam, the Armenian comedian in Doto. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right?
Put them together, you get a half a person.
We had Doto interview Sam, and I was able to edit that yesterday, and it's all kinds of gold.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't know each other before they sat down together, right?
I don't think they did, no. And the very first thing they did was argue over whose show it was.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Hey, welcome to the Doto Show. It's not your show. It's my show.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
Oh, no.
That's all good, right?
Sure.
Also on the program today, we're going to talk to Bean's mortal enemy, Petros Papadakis.
Oh, that guy. I've had enough to hear with that guy.
We can't see you. Where are you? Where's here?
Former friend. Traitor.
Yeah, he went up to Seattle and didn't contact Bean to go out on the town like Bean likes, you know?
That's right, man.
So we're going to talk to him on the program today. We have a brand new internet roundup. We have You Were Pepper Sprayed.
It's been a while since we've done that.
It
but
is.
Our listeners always come through.
They always seem to have
we
been.
We could do You've Been Pepper Sprayed in the last month and we'd get calls.
Yeah, we would. That's true. And comedian Ralphie May will be here as well. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Well, it was 6.7 K-Rock. Sorry, Ralph, didn't see that coming. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
You didn't know Ralph was going to vomit all over the end of that song?
Oh, he was singing.
Oh, that was singing. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Yeah, well, we can't all be songbirds like you, Bean.
What is going on this morning?
Well, this Star Trek reboot getting a lot of attention. You know, they're going to bring Star Trek back to television in a brand new series. However, there's a new wrinkle that wasn't initially announced when the news broke yesterday. Here's the thing. The new Star Trek TV series is going to be Television Crack.
Television Crack.
Right.
Okay.
The first episode will air on CBS.
All right.
Then, if you want to keep watching, why don't you head on over to CBS All Access, the digital streaming video on demand platform for CBS.
No!
That will cost you $5.99 a month if you'd like to keep watching Star Trek.
So subscription only, like a Netflix or a Hulu.
Yes.
Mother effers.
Yep. If you want to see Star Trek, you will pay. And pay dearly, my friends.
I mean, I can't say it doesn't make a lot of sense. That's the kind of high-profile property people will pay for. But still, I'm a little bummed if I have to subscribe to yet another service.
But Hulu and Netflix and Amazon do that because that's their business model. That's how they operate. Mm-hmm. CBS has a network which shows programs.
Right.
But they also see the future.
Which then they charge advertising dollars for, mm-hmm. which supports not only that show, but other shows as well.
Well, certainly. But as you know, that is an industry in decline. The numbers that they get now on even their primetime programming are nothing what they were 5 years ago, 10 years ago. They see the direction the industry is going.
But the advertising money that they bring in is still larger than what the smaller streaming services get.
Now, yeah.
Well, I believe Star Trek is going to be on, not in the future.
I'm saying I understand why they're doing it. They're setting themselves up for the future where it's all about apps and not about channels.
I feel like
an interesting experience.
I feel like maybe they should get a two or three different shows. Would you do that for one show, Ralph? Even if it's Star Trek? You might, right?
I might because I'm a nerd, but I don't know if the average person will.
But I think, and again, I know only about this what Ralph has told us so far. I think what probably will happen is they'll say, hey, sign up for our service. You can see Star Trek, and you can also see every episode of CSI on demand or whatever else CBS has got in the library. I think it will be more than just – you're not just paying for this one show.
Oh, yeah, it will be. I mean, this already exists. The CBS All Access already exists. But I just think some people are going to be disappointed.
Sure. Yeah,
not Bean. Bean wants you to have to pay extra money to see this.
I'm not
saying
that
at all. The
average
American is
Bean's
behind disappointed.
It's probably Bean's idea.
Hey, I think it's a good idea. I think they're seeing the future. I love them. CBS.
I understand.
He is a dick.
Right.
No.
Thank you and good night. No further.
Maybe this show is not the one you start this whole thing with. This show, in my opinion, that's a built-in hit that
you're
going to have.
That's a blockbuster, right? That's something. Yeah. That's CBS printing money
over
there on the
network.
Keep
it on CBS.
But isn't that why they would make people pay for it? Because it's that kind of show?
But they're going to make more in advertiser dollars and ratings on the network than they will initially on this. In the future, do it with some show, but not this.
If you have a niche program or something that doesn't have the huge, wide scope appeal of a Star Trek... You know, like House of Cards was a small drama. I mean, there's elements that are better suited for that business
that.
Model than a monster hit based on a legendary franchise. It seemed like you would want to cash in to the maximum.
Why do you guys think Bean came up with this idea?
I don't know. I think he hates people, first of all. We know that. And he doesn't want Star Trek fans to be happy. That's for sure.
Huh.
From Star...
Asshole!
Right. That's the other reason. I think the one big one we're leaving out. Star Trek to Star Wars, if you're thinking about dressing up to see the premiere of Star Wars The Force Awakens when it debuts, Allie, you're going to have to leave your Darth Vader mask at home and your lightsaber and your blaster.
What about my hair buns?
And you can leave your buns. Cinemark and AMC Theaters and other chains have announced no theater goers will be allowed who are wearing masks, face coverings, face paint, or simulated weapons to any of the early screenings of Star Wars.
And hell.
As you can imagine, we live in a day and age where no longer can you feel safe going to the movie theater with a bunch of masked people carrying simulated weapons because you don't know what the real weapons are and which ones aren't and who's under the masks. So, tragically, it sucks some of the fun out of the people who like to cosplay when they go to see the Star Wars shows. So, bad times. And more geek news. Steve Austin lives. That's right. A man barely alive. We can rebuild him. We can make him better than he was. We can make him faster, stronger.
When was that on?
The $6 Million Man?
Yep.
That was a wildly popular TV series in the late 70s, early 80s, Kevin.
Okay.
It's coming back. Major motion picture has been announced. It'll be out December 2017. Get your calendars up, please.
December 2017
will be the debut of the $6 billion man.
Wow, you got to check it out.
Because, you know, inflation.
Sure.
Mark Wahlberg will be playing Colonel Steve Austin.
Now is that a final decision?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's for sure. Oh, yeah. Gosh, don't you know, that's for sure happening. he's definitely going to be. He's going to be the astronaut. You know, has the accident needs the new limbs. That's Steve Austin right there.
Who's got the pictures?
I think my arm's bionic. Can't wait for that movie. Today's celebrity birthdays: model Kendall Jenner is 20 years.
What hit the mic?
That's what I want to know.
My hand on the way to the bell is all.
Sure, that's all. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you can't control your hand. Can't control where that goes. You know, that's one of the least specific parts of the body where you can get from one thing to another.
I'm in tight quarters here.
Dolph Lundgren's 58 years old today. Singer Adam Ant, he is 61. Comedian Dennis Miller is 62. Actress Roseanne turns 63 years old today. And Rise Against singer Tim McIlrath.
That's probably not it.
37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman and Walk the Shippers Beat.
Our friend Ralphie May playing Club Nokia this Friday night. He'll be joining us in studio in about 40 minutes or so from right now. Ralphie May in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, don't forget, keep listening to the Kevin and Bean Show this morning for your tickets for the Disneyland Resort Deluxe Annual Pass. Good for a full year at the park and Disney California Adventure. We've got all the details for you at krock.com. So this Star Trek news is... How did you do that? You were just starting to say Star Trek news, and then all of a sudden the music just came out of nowhere.
Space, the final frontier.
Roland.
We were just... These are the voyages of the Starship Liberty. Ongoing mission to explore strange new radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Seek out new life and new civilizations.
Right.
See if any of these DJs have a brain in their heads.
Oh, so you're talking to other stations?
You only go... where no man has gone before.
Roland, I want you to know before you yell at us.
Captain Roland to you, please.
Captain Roland. I want you to know before you yell at us.
The frequencies are open. Someone's trying to get through you. Open up the hailing frequencies, Lieutenant Sexy.
Who?
Lieutenant Sexy?
Lieutenant Sexy is my first officer.
Sure.
Okay.
This is Captain Roland.
Right.
Of the
yes, Captain Roland.
Federation Starship Liberty.
I understand
you're trying to reach me.
Well, we weren't, but we were talking about Star Trek, and that was my point, is that you're going to yell at us for not talking about the big news, as you always put it, but this time we were talking about the big news.
Yes, you were talking about the big news, alien life form. However, you weren't talking about it appropriately enough.
Well, we don't know much. Star Trek is coming back in, like, 2017, but we don't know anything about casting or what the show is going to be like.
That's
or anything.
That's the whole point. The casting should be obvious to anyone.
Okay.
Lieutenant Sexy?
Lieutenant Sexy and I have decided that the crew of the Starship Liberty should be the focus of the new Star Trek TV series.
I see.
With Captain James Tiberius Roland.
Okay. Really?
Chair.
Can you use Tiberius as well?
Why not?
Why are you the Starship Liberty?
Because that's the name of the ship.
Okay. The ship. Okay. Sorry. That was a dumb question.
A lot of different names for the ships. The Farragut, the Constellation, the Enterprise, of course. We are the Starship Liberty.
Okay. Liberty. Okay. All right.
We will be trying to find out what kind of life forms do morning radio. So far, there's no signs of intelligent life.
Oh, wow, what's that?
That's a phaser shot across your bow to let that you are entering the neutral zone, and you must turn back.
Oh, turn back. Okay.
You must turn back.
We're not a starship.
Ain't that the truth?
So, Roland, on a scale of 1 to 100, how big a news is this for you and your basement geeks?
$4 billion.
Ooh,
it's huge,
that's
right?
It's the biggest news ever, and I just want to say I accept, and I'm looking forward to starring in the new Star Trek TV series.
Well, has anyone asked you to be in that role?
Not as of yet.
Okay.
But we believe the ancient forms of your 20th century communication have not yet reached us here in the 23rd century.
So the phone hasn't rung yet?
Phone? What is this phone you speak of?
All right.
We only have communicators here aboard the Liberty.
So we have to go.
Please open up all hailing frequencies and let these clowns know I'm about to blast them out of the sky.
I feel like that's a terrible euphemism. Listen, we have to go, Roland. We have a very busy show, but can I ask you about something that's not Star Trek related, or will you yell at me?
I will indulge your lesser form of intelligence because I understand that you're not as evolved as we are here on the Starship of Liberty.
Yesterday, you know Ralph, who works on our show,
he
told us that The Greatest American Hero is being rebooted.
Oh, did he tell you that?
He
told you that old news that learned minutes before you even announced it?
Minutes, though. Only minutes?
Well, space minutes.
Oh.
Which in your ancient technology is much quicker than you could possibly understand.
Is that a big deal? Should we be excited about that? We don't know.
Hit it, Steve! Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
I never thought
I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be?
Yes, he's excited.
Believe it or not, it's just me.
Now, Roland, you can't be in The Greatest American Hero, right? Because you're going to be in Star Trek.
I could be the greatest American hero on Star Trek. Imagine if I found an alien spacesuit that I did not know how to operate, and yet was still the captain of a Federation starship. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. We're just trying to process how that would work.
Process this. Right up your urethra.
Okay.
So, how was it?
Doto, an Armenian
man of mystery.
Yes, an Armenian comedian.
Mm-hmm.
We're both here last week, and they came into the studio after the show, and they sat down, and Doto interviewed the Armenian comedian.
Okay.
For $10, what were the first words out of Doto's mouth, Bean?
That's a great question. Doto, by the way, for folks who don't know, Kevin Bean listener, we've been talking to for years and years. He is committed to making it in the entertainment industry, and lately he seems to be taking that mission seriously by saying, hey, what can I do? So I think this was Dave's idea or somebody's idea to have him do a series of interviews. And we start with the Armenian comedian, who he did not know before they arrived at the studio together.
So you think he says – the Armenian comedian says hi to him?
No. Let me think. Oh. I was giving the listeners some history. What does Doto say to the Armenian comedian? He says – how tall are you? 5'8 or 5'9?
Allie?
Do you like Brocamoni?
That's a good guess.
Thank you.
This is what it was.
Steven Cigar.
How he opens the conversation? Those were the first words that he said. And, of course, Steven Cigar to the rest of us means Steven Seagal.
Sure.
But what does that have to do with Sam the Armenian Comedian?
I don't know.
Well, what was Sam's response?
Look, we're talking about 45 minutes here, Bean.
Okay,
I'm not going to be able to give you everything.
Okay, sorry.
Just the highlights. So then Doto welcomes Sam, the Armenian comedian, to the Doto show.
Uh-oh.
And that's where we first run into trouble.
Sam, the Armenian comedian.
Woo! How you doing, man? Hey. Welcome to Doto show.
Doto show?
No, yes.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's my
It's a Doto show.
No, it's not.
It's a Doto's lover show.
So they get in a fight over that.
Okay.
It's
good start.
Doto lover show.
Huh.
Does that trouble anyone else?
A little bit.
Because there was no follow-up on that, or no one asked anything else about it. So maybe he means love advice? Would you guess?
I don't know.
So now he starts to actually interview Sam.
Yeah.
Talking to him about the world of comedy.
How long have you been in the comedy industry for, Sam?
As soon as I came out of my mother's womb, I already knew I was a comedian.
Okay. No follow-up on that. They just went and started talking about something else.
And had Doto prepared questions?
He had.
Wow.
I think.
Okay.
I mean,
he's already ahead of where Beer Mug is on most interviews.
He had he had three or four pretty good questions to start with.
Nice.
Yeah, which was amazing. However, he does quickly fall right back to Steven Seagal, as he does love Steven Seagal movies. And Sam, for those of you that don't know, always carries around this little... Is it called a recorder? A little flute?
That's right.
Yeah.
A little recorder, a little plastic flute that they play.
It's what kids play. Yeah, in elementary school before they learn how to play an instrument.
Right. So Dose starts to talk to Sam again about Steven Seagal.
Sam, and then another question I want to ask you, Sam. Have you ever watched Steven Seagal back in 1990, Hard to Kill?
No.
Yeah, let me educate you about the movie, Sam. It's come on, Sam. It's getting irritated, man. I can't even talk while you're playing in that dumb stuff. Let me...
He just out of the blue goes, not interested. I'm going to play my flute.
Point for Sam, by the way. I'm going to try that. I'm going to get me a recorder on this show.
That's a great idea, isn't it? I was really shocked by that. I was like, all right. That's a good way to tell him you're not interested.
Yeah, let me educate you about the movie, Sam. It's come on, Sam. It's getting irritated, man. I can't even talk while you're playing in that dumb stuff. Let me talk, Sam.
No, I'm not dumb.
I did. Sorry about that. Let me tell you about the movie. Steven Seagal.
You know, when first I met you, I thought you were the dumbest person I ever see.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Sam, that's not nice.
Yeah. Right. How do you think it goes from there?
Not well.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this direction in the interview.
I will tell you that Doto handles this better than any of us would have.
Wow.
You ready?
Hey,
Sam, that's not nice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what you think, Sam. We're cool. You never seen Steven Seagal, Hard to Kill. It's a really good movie back in 1995.
It moves right on.
Deflection. Well done.
Perfectly fine.
Yes.
Nope. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're cool. I don't care what you say. We're cool. How about that?
Nice.
How
it's a big man.
About that?
Dirt off my shoulder. Right,
so,
right, Joe?
So then Doto understands that the real gold is when Sam, the Armenian comedian, is telling jokes. And so he asked him to do that.
Sam, can you tell a joke, Sam?
Yeah, I can tell a joke. Why the preacher said to the bellhop, I'm more popular than you are. And the bellhop says, no, I'm more popular than you are. I ring the bell, everybody is coming here. But you are saying blah, 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 blah. Hold. You get it?
Got it, Sam.
Okay, so that so that was his joke.
Okay,
like
again.
Like all jokes where you, sometimes you can identify like where the joke should be going, and mm-hmm. sometimes you just really have no clue at all.
Yeah, no clue on that one.
Any of it means. But Doto learned quickly that what you're supposed to do when Sam tells a joke is laugh.
What does skateboard say to the rollerblades? Will you please swing in front of me so I can push you behind you?
So that happened.
Doe is a very generous audience member.
Maybe too generous in this joke.
What the two motorcycles get to an accident and they get stuck. What do you get? A car!
He starts laughing even before the punchline.
It's like a hyena.
What the hamburger said to the hot dog? Say what? Say what?
Say what?
What the hamburger said to the hot dog?
Say what?
I hold more toppings than you do.
Is that a joke?
Why are you making me sweat, Sam?
This is like what it would sound like if you mic'd up a mental institution.
You're making me sweat, Sam.
Wow. So they hit it off, it sounds like. They got off to a rough start, but it sounds like comedy brought them together.
Absolutely, yes. And then...
Do you think Hillary Clinton...
I want to be the president of the United States.
All right, so then they start talking politics. And I had to cut this down from about 20 minutes to about 30 seconds because you just you can't really take much of this. So so Doto's asking him about the actual current race and asking about Hillary Clinton.
Do you think Hillary Clinton...
I want to be the president of the United States. Yeah. Case dismissed.
First of all, if you can't say United States, maybe you shouldn't be president?
Mm-hmm.
Thought. Just a thought.
Sam, do you think Hillary Clinton would be a good candidate?
Forget everybody. I want to be the president of the United States.
So what is your plan?
My plan is to have a peace in the world and get all these people, refugees, back to their home and rebuild their home. And the governments, all the Syrian and Lebanese and Palestinian and Syrian, listen.
Excuse me, you said Syrian twice.
This is America, right, Sam? And
yeah.
You believe in the American dream. Anything's possible as long as you have a damn good idea, right, Sam?
I have an idea. Chicken burger.
Okay, now.
He was on one for a minute. I was believing in him.
Right.
You're ready to vote for
him. Yeah.
But the idea now is a chicken burger.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about politics and he wants to be president. You have to have a good idea. Chicken burger.
Chicken burger. Okay.
People hey, if it makes money, why not, Sam? As long as it's a legitimate business.
Yeah. Chicken burger and any burger.
Now, someone help me with this. Is any burger a plan?
Not as solid as chicken burger. No. But
I feel like he's diluted the impact of his statement with that.
Oh.
But here's what I want to say. I want to say that this should be a weekly thing.
No, oh, no, no, no. It's a one time. No. It's just we've done it. Now.
It's a weekly thing.
Mission accomplished.
Because then they could talk about current issues.
Right. I think we're seated at this point.
It's a weekly thing.
Oh, no.
We'll never get that time back,
nope.
Will we?
That's a goner. That's a
dare
goner
you.
Right there.
What
else?
Hey, how's
6.7? Go ahead. I'm sorry. You do your part.
You talk. And
then you go. And then the other guy's going to speak. All right.
Kevin.
Hey, how's Ralph?
Kevin and Beat.
How's Kevin and
Beat? Showbiz Beat coming up.
How's Ralphie Mays? Fine.
You don't know. Ralphie Mays is fine. Ralphie Mays is
fine.
He's fine.
He's fine.
He seems very
jovial.
Very excited to have Mr. Mays back on the show. Coming up right after 7. Ralph is here now. Time with the Showbiz Beat.
Showbiz Beat.
Okay, Rock.
6:54.
Not at all annoying.
Sit down.
Right? There's going to be a lot of music in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Oh, you know how I love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, inexplicable.
It is sort of out of character for me to love anything this much.
Yes.
Anything this bad this much. I guess it's just...
This is the kind of thing that you would tear us apart over if we liked it.
I think it's just nostalgia. I think I just watched it every year as a kid, and I just look forward to it.
What a terrible childhood that was.
No, really. I just get up on Thanksgiving morning and watch the parade and see the big... Because being a geek child, a nerd child, it was very exciting. You have to understand, these were in the days before Supergirl and the Avengers and everything else. So if you saw Spider-Man, a big Spider-Man balloon coming down Fifth Avenue, that was a big deal. Or
it's
Superman.
Ugh.
Snoopy,
there's
not
right?
much else on TV.
That's when I bought my first pellet gun. It was when I saw that Snoopy balloon. I said, one day I'm going to go to New York and I'm going to take that freaking Snoopy balloon out. It's still on my bucket list. Now it's a rocket launcher instead of a BB gun.
I don't think you need a rocket launcher for
one day. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of music. They've announced... You know, they got the big store there in Herald Square. They are going to set up a stage and have musical guests throughout the course of the day.
Game.
Pretty interesting lineup, actually. Panic at the Disco will be performing.
Oh, they're pretty good.
Yeah. Mariah Carey
game.
Will be performing. Jordan Sparks.
Game.
Daughtry.
Game.
Train.
Game.
And you don't like Train? Or you just like pushing the lame
Sorry.
Button? Andy Grammer. Pat Benatar. And others will stop by in front of the store and perform during the course of the parade. NBC will be airing it live, of course, so you get to see all those performances. Look forward to that. Kind of a new addition.
New addition.
By the way. You remember that Amy Winehouse documentary, Amy, that got so much acclaim and everyone said it was great? I wanted to see it, but I...
You pulled the bean?
I beamed out on yeah. I'll get around to it.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
She's no longer with us, Rodney. The folks who made that documentary are now working on a brand new one. They've been given full access to the Oasis archives. They're doing an Oasis documentary.
Oh, that would be fascinating.
Plus, both Noel and Liam have agreed to sit down for brand new interviews for this documentary and give
their sides
of the story. So, I think this is going to be
really
compelling stuff. Noel, of course, quit the band in 2009 after a gig in Paris. And Liam made two albums with BDI, which was basically Oasis without Noel. And then that band broke up. Now Noel's got his own Flying High Birds thing he's doing. But I think the behind the scenes of that band...
They used to fight tooth and nail and break up every other day.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
On stage. In between songs.
Yes.
They would break up in the middle of a song, then go off stage, then get back together again and come back on. They'd reunite for the next song. It was mad.
Were you in that band, Chip?
How dare you?
Oh, okay.
If she was in that band, they would have broken up a lot earlier than they did.
Yeah. But I sense that this is not just show business. This is for real.
Oh,
genuine animosity to the point where I don't think they get together for holidays. I mean, I don't think they do brother things at all. It's not just they won't work together in a band. I think as brothers, they are estranged.
You don't think they're hanging out miniature golfing together?
No, I don't. I mean, not even. I'm saying not even at Christmas, not even to get together with the kids or anything like that. I feel like they are estranged for reals.
You've got some insight there.
It's a hot take.
It really is.
Yeah.
That those guys don't get along.
No idea.
Like see, Bean's got that kind of insight into humanity. He can,
it's true.
He can pick up on vibes that the rest of us miss. He thinks that Noel and Liam aren't buddies. They're not hanging out together. And I think
that's even on Thanksgiving.
It's uncanny how you can pick up on those subtle social
cues.
It's
one thing for them to not want to be in a band together and have artistic differences. What I'm saying is I think personally they
also know! They hate each other. Everybody knows that.
I feel like that had been covered by the time you spoke up.
Everybody knows they hate each other to the bone. That is a given. You're not breaking any news there, Dan Rather.
Wow.
Sit down.
That is a very savvy analysis right there.
It is very
Thank
savvy.
You, that guy.
Yes.
Thank you.
That guy. And Jimmy Fallon, insiders are saying, according to the New York Post, Jimmy Fallon, you know, all these accidents he's having. Oh, I almost ripped my finger off. Oh, I cut my hand on a Jaeger bottle. Well, it may not just be klutzy behavior. Maybe he's got a bit of a glug, 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 glug issue. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Huh. His drinking problem has gone from being a whisper around the set of The Tonight Show to chatter.
Say, oh, it's moved up to chatter?
It's been upgraded to chatter. When it reads shouting, you know he's going to have to go into rehab. He's had 3 alcohol-related injuries in just the past few months.
Well, that's not that much.
Not for you, Kevin, no. But
you got one Kevin told
the average American, it's higher than the average.
That's fine.
An official statement from NBC regarding the stories tiptoed around the issue, saying he's a highly valued member of the NBC family and an extraordinarily gifted performer. We are proud of his accomplishments and look forward to working with him for many years to come.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now, no one works better drunk than Jimmy Fallon, they added.
I understand. Well, that explains why he laughs at himself so much, because he's just hammered. He's loaded.
Give him a breathalyzer!
You guys are great.
The timing, it's uncanny. You guys are like Noel and Liam of radio.
I've heard they love each other.
Do you guys hang out together at Thanksgiving? And Tom Jones. You know Tom Jones, legendary singer Tom Jones. Been around for decades.
Sure.
Iconic singer. He wants to get his DNA tested. Because the Welsh singer, according to the Times of London, thinks he may be black.
Okay.
All right, give me a moment.
He's 75 years old, by the way.
And he's just now...
He's not getting around to, I might be black.
That's
so weird.
He's investigating the family tree to find out if he has...
He's going to have his DNA tested to see if there's any African-American DNA in his makeup.
It sounds racist.
A lot of people still think I'm black, he said. When I first came to America, people that heard me sing on the radio would be surprised when I was white when they saw me. Plus, when I was born, my mother came out in big dark patches all over her body.
I've
never heard of him breaking out into black before. It's like a rash.
Is he drinking too?
They asked if she had any black blood back then, and she said she didn't know. Well, now I want to find out.
At 75, why do you care? I mean, you've had a great career. You've accomplished everything.
Just the curiosity is getting too much to bear, Kevin. At 75, he needs some answers.
Wow.
He said originally he wanted to know when he was about 30, but he just beamed out on it. He just never got around to it. It was important, but he just couldn't be bothered.
Give him the breathalyzer!
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kendall Jenner is 20 years old today. They're saying in the other room, a lot of chatter in the other room.
Chatter.
That Kendall apparently is walking in the Victoria's Secret fashion show this year, I think. Is that what I've heard? Anyway, big deal to someone.
Big deal? You bet.
You bet. Mick Thompson from Slipknot's 42 years old. Tim McIlrath. McIlrath. That guy from Rise Against.
I just go with Tim.
He is 37. Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph.
Drago. I will break you. 58 years old today. Adam Ant is 61. I think Adam Ant has any bad habits at 61.
Don't
still
you
engaging
even.
I'm just saying.
Just don't.
At 61.
I'm saying don't.
I don't know if he's
Do
engaging
not.
In any bad habits anymore.
Well, I don't think he smokes, and I don't think he drinks. So.
What are you saying? He?
What does he do?
He don't drink. He don't smoke. What do he do?
Yay! I wish we could put them in jail just for being horrible people.
Come on. Comedian Dennis Miller, 62, and actress Roseanne Barr celebrates her 63rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I feel like we need to help our friend Ralphie May. He's got 99 problems walking in here this morning.
No,
Ralphie,
baby. I got 100. I got 100. Okay.
All the way.
I got one more than Jay-Z. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's not her. It's all me. I'm Johnny Crazy. You know, it'd be better if I wasn't so nuts for so long. You know, but I got PTSD, and you push people away for long enough. And then when you come out of it, you get the proper medication. I got with the Army psychiatrist, the former Army psychiatrist that handles everybody at Fort Campbell in Tennessee. And I got on the right meds, and I got the right therapy, and I'm going to PTSD groups around the country.
Wait,
yeah,
Ralphie.
Yeah.
Why do you have PTSD?
I didn't get mine from combat. I got mine from bilateral double pneumonia and a pulmonary embolism that had me in ICU for 11 days, and I had to stay awake for 9 of that to breathe.
And you could get PTSD from that?
Yeah. When you're that close to death for that long, I was given a 5% chance. They did something on me. Okay, when I got in there and the pulmonary embolism, I'd broken 2 ribs from coughing with the pneumonia, and that caused the blood clot. And, oh, my God, you can't believe I'm telling you all this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, when was this, Ralphie?
This was in 2011 at the end of it, almost 2012. Okay. And was in there, and I was fine. I thought I was responding to antibiotics for the pneumonia. And I walked from, because I didn't want them to pick me up. They had a lift team. And it's like, I'm not going to make you lift me. I'm a grown man. I will walk to the bed, okay, and just chill here for a minute, and we'll be fine. And when I walked just like 10 feet, it dislodged the clot. And within 30 seconds, my blood O2 went from 97% down to 54%.
Wow.
Okay. And the head of pulmonology at Tampa General was there. And he's like, Mr. May, you have to work and expand your lungs. We're going to force air into them to reinflate them. But you have a pulmonary embolism. And I'm not going to lie to you, Mr. May, I think it's huge. And what we're going to do in the morning is I'm going to get a radiologist to enter a vein in your neck and then go through your vein inside of you, and they're going to shoot the blood clot. And if it dissolves, you'll live. And if not, with spraying that much stuff in there, you'll have a stroke. Your brain will blow up, basically, and you'll stroke out and die. Now,
aren't they supposed to lie to you at that point?
No, they do not lie.
I mean, they should. I mean,
they did
no,
not
gonna
lie.
It's going to be great, Mr. May. Yeah. Everything's going to be great.
No, then he goes, now, sleep well. Okay? All right, there's no sleeping well. First of all, you just told me if I go to sleep, I will die. There is no sleeping well. And so for like 2.5 years, I had nightmares every day, or I would go through like 6 days of not sleeping at all, because every time you go to sleep, I'm thinking that I'm going to die. And so I have that fear all the time. And then it just like you just don't want anybody around you to irritate you because you're irritated by everything, you know,
because of lack of sleep.
But lack of sleep, and just when you're at PTSD, here's the thing. Okay, the scariest moment of your life, okay, for you, all right, and okay, that edge, that where the adrenaline flows and the anxiety grows and everything goes crazy,
right?
That's where people with PTSD live all day.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. That's why so many people happen in war, is that they never leave the war zone when they come back. Because if they know, if they do, they've seen people for a year get blown up when they didn't, you know, change lanes under a bridge real fast.
Right.
Or they didn't go to the other side of the road by a box or something. Or they saw their friends blown up. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what it is. I'm in these groups with these guys, and the stories are horrific. Okay? And what the VA is doing is horrific. They need to be treated,
Ralphie,
so much better.
How do you feel in this group with the guys? And I know you're all there to be supportive of each other. When they're telling their stories and they're living under, you know,
right,
they're living in the streets or something, you're like, I got to go. I got a jet to catch. I'm playing Vegas tonight. I mean, is it a kind of a disconnect between, or you guys have more in common than you do apart?
No, once you meet somebody with it and you really talk to them, first of all, I get a pass, even though I'm a big old fat ass. I've been in 19 war zones in my 26 years of stand-up comedy, and I've been to 44 forward operating bases. So either they've heard of me, they've seen me on Armed Forces Network.
Interesting. Could you do a lot of that?
Yeah. And they know I was in Bosnia Herzegovina when a lot of these kids were in middle school or earlier. I was in Somalia. I was in Iraq. Lovely.
I did Iraq like
9 times, and then Afghanistan. By the way, this time of year in Afghanistan, it is beautiful. All the Taliban's turbans change colors. Oh, my God. By the way, speaking of Afghanistan, could we drone that last bit where that Arab guy was doing those horrible, horrible jokes, Sammy, or whatever it
Sammy
was?
Sammy, Armenian comedian?
Yeah,
yes.
Can we apologize just drone that, please?
Let's just drone it, please. Yeah. We got to get you on Homeland, Ralph. You're the real deal, my friend.
I love Homeland, by the way. When they were in Pakistan, I would get so angry because I talked to people about that terrorist. Mm-hmm. I would get like physically worked up. I would start sweating for no reason. I was just like so pumped, like kill that son of a bitch. Saul's right, blow him up. Saul's right, blow him up.
Don't be yelling at his TV.
All right, blow him up. Don't give 5 of those sons of bitches backed up. Kill him. Okay, I was screaming.
Wow. All of us watched that and were a little nervous, but sounds like you were right on the edge of going over.
Maybe over. Yeah. Let me tell you, because, dude, I flipped out and threw a dirty white guy who dipped his dreadlock into my Starbucks coffee. Okay? I said, make me a new coffee. You dipped your dreadlock into my coffee. He goes, no, it didn't. His dreadlock was wet on his shirt. So not only can I smell his BO over the coffee inside the Starbucks.
Right.
Okay? That I go, you dirty white bastard. You make me another one right now or I will beat you down and throw you in that big-ass sink back there and wash you clean. And he made a fat reference at me. And so I smacked him open-handed, okay? Because, hey, you got long hair. I can't hit you like a man, okay? I got to hit you open-handed, all right? Okay, I'm old school. I'm Southern, all right? I smacked him open-handed. He flew over, and then I just junked him in that sink. And that's when the police was called, and they came really quick on Sunset. They are amazingly fast.
Are they fast?
Wait, this was all on Homeland?
No, this was my real life.
There was a transition
out of spirit. Okay. Man, I like it. You really are blonde. Okay, I was rolling the dice going, that's a great dye job. You got highlights and lowlights. Your hair's beautiful, but that's natural, mama.
What are we going to do to calm you down so your heart doesn't explode and you don't die today? How can we rein you in?
Oh, I've just been up, and I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I mean, I had such a fun time at April Foolishness.
Sure. Which you were fantastic at.
Well, it was so much fun. Your audience is so amazing. Y'all have done comedy so long. You have the best trained audience for stand-up comedy. I mean, you have comics in here, but because you throw this big bash, you introduce so many of your fans that love you and trust you to all these great comics, and it's like I was so honored. And by the way, for years before, I've been so jealous that I wasn't asked.
Oh, is that okay, right?
Oh, yes, I can admit.
Were you
to,
ready to come down and take us out?
No.
I was just trying to...
It was more like they don't like me at all.
Well, listen, we do have a great audience, and you're one of the greatest stars that ever stood on the stage, April Foolishness.
Whenever you want me, and by the way, if you want me for charity stuff, I got December open. If you want me to do a show for you or do something for you, or even next year, whatever you want, I got you.
Kind.
I really enjoy talking. I mean, I was laughing with Ralph, okay, and everybody back in the office. I was having a great time. I mean,
Until you came in here? Oh, okay.
No, y'all are a party.
Just trying to assess what's going on.
No, but you almost ran me down. I'm like,
I did, yeah.
I was like, wow, take a wrong turn at Albuquerque, New York marathoner.
He's talking about the hallway when I was trying.
Let me press pause on you right there. Ralphie May is here on the Kevin DeBede Show. He is going to be at Club Nokia this Friday night, by the way. His heart will not explode. He will be at that show. It's going to be a great show. 9 o'clock. Tickets are on sale right now through RalphieMay.com. See this man. He is a legend. We'll take a quick break. More with Ralphie right after this on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
And it is 23 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Hold on. Hold on.
Ralphie May.
Hey, everybody. I'm not trying to bang you. Trust me. I'm trying to feed my life.
Yeah, you are. RalphieMay.com.
He's not.
National Tour starts tomorrow night in Fresno at the Tower Theater, but you can see him locally at Club Nokia this Friday night at 9 o'clock. Tickets on sale now through RalphieMae.com or Access.com, AXS.com. All right, Ralphie, I have to ask the question that is on everybody's mind.
Okay.
You're a big famous celebrity, and it was been in the news lately that you and your wife separated after a long, long marriage, and we're very sad about that. We hope you're doing okay, but how are the ladies on the road now that you're single and famous?
Are you at that point yet?
No.
Okay.
No. I haven't, I've been turning down Giner Meat for about 17 years.
Right.
Because it's like, I give them the Heisman. It's like, pack up your Giner and hit the bricks. I don't need all the women. I never, when I got 25 and had a 7-year run of comedy girls, a lot of them unattractive, hummies by the dumpster or something like that, or in my car. You get through all that point and you just realize, I can't simply bang them all, So
you're just one man.
Yeah. If you can't bang them all, just find one that you can bang well, that you can also talk to and love. Just one person, because it just simplifies life. Okay, trying to remember chicks' names and organize Pasadena Lena. Everybody wants a drink buff for you. I can't afford that. No way. You know what I mean? Too much work. Way too much work. Okay, and I'm still in love with my wife, and my wife is still in love with me. It's that I was a nut job for whatever and Johnny Loopy Tunes, and am a horrible person to live with. I do 220 dates a year. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I do concerts everywhere around the world. All right. I've got babies. I've got to be for that. When I'm there, I love them so much. I love my children. I want to be married to my wife. And nothing's final yet. But
okay,
but I tell you what, you wouldn't know it by TMZ's, boy. They got us living. They got me banging Gwen Stefani. I mean, Jesus.
Props.
Yeah. Right. When No, stop, please.
Oh, wait, okay.
Come on, stop. There's no doubt for a reason. Trust that. Stop.
Whoa, Ralphie. All right, so it's complicated is what it sounds like,
it
this
is,
relationship.
It is.
You guys are still working through it.
Yeah, and we've got the greatest kids in the world. I mean, they are fantastic. They are lovely, bright spirits that don't need to be stalked by scary photographers and have people, It's just not cool. They could be a lot. I'm the guy, in front of the lights behind the mic. Take it out on me. Make all your fat jokes at me. I don't care. These babies are innocent, and it's just not cool, But TMZ's been after me for what I don't know what I did. I host their show for them. Harvey, they call me on a Sunday and say, can you be here at 4:30 a.m. on Monday morning? And I go, Christ, for y'all I will. It was for free. They didn't pay me. Okay, so I did them a favor.
Right.
All right, and then earlier this year, they said I was slurring and falling down and everything in Colorado. I had a sinus infection, and if I did any drug too much, it was daytime cold medicine.
Mm.
And then I tried to stop the shaking from all those day stuff, okay? And I took some NyQuil to kind of ease it out, and I played NyQuil roulette and lost.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, sometimes you sleep for 2 hours, sometimes you sleep for 3 days. All right? I was closer to the 3 days than I was the 2 hours. All right?
So Ralphie.
Yes,
baby. When you got all this stuff going on, when you're fighting with the press, when you got troubles at home, when
yeah.
you're not feeling well, when you got the PTSD, where's all the comedy come from? How does that
all
work?
Of that? That's how comedy happens.
Really?
Man,
no matter how bad things are going personally, you always figure out a way to be funny.
Well, I just tell people the truth. I don't hold shame. I don't carry it. My ass is too big to carry more shame. I don't carry anything I do. I own everything I do. I've got a medium D. They call me, I earn it. I'm out there. I'm a fat guy, and you can't hide it. This is more than a Diet Coke fix. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so I just own everything, and I think that's what my audience respects the most is I'm always the worst person in the story. Okay, except for that dirty white guy at the Starbucks.
Sure, right?
That guy's
we're
going to
start it on him.
I know. Stinky white people. How come white people with dreadlocks smell like hot garbage, but black people with dreadlocks smell lovely and effervescent? Why is that? Dirty white people.
I can't answer that.
God. And how about you living up in Seattle with all those dirty white people walking around, all right, with their big dumb coasters in their ears. You know that thing smells like belly button. Oh, so gross.
Yeah, Bean.
So gross. You know what I'm talking about, Bean. All right, those white people in Seattle are disgusting. All right, you walk downtown, you're like, oh, can we just? Are y'all allergic to soap? I could get a job. Try peeing on the outside of your pants. There's a lot of things that'll work for you. Okay, not for nothing. You're the right color. You speak the right language. All right, get your ass up and do something. Jesus, chop cordwood, pick up litter, do something. Okay, no, I can't. Well, you can find hair on. Okay, all right, you get that hair on like you're a jazz player in the 50s. So you doing something right, homie? Get your ass out there and work. Those disgusting, dirty white people. Okay,
Robbie, you have done lots of 1 hour comedy specials.
Yes, I've done, and they're never just 1 hour. The Beanie, they're like, I've recorded 15 hours in the last 14 years. Nobody in comedy's ever done that.
So you always are working on one then?
Yeah. I've got right now. I have an hour 15, one story joke. That is the longest joke I've ever seen in stand-up comedy.
Yeah, it's one story for an hour and 15.
Yeah, and nobody knows it's all one story until the very end. And that's when people's minds are boom. They're like, did he just spend an hour and 15 minutes? It took us to this menagerie, and it was all about this other thing the whole time. Kabloom! Okay, it blows people's minds. I mean, I can't follow it. Okay, and you saw my closer at the April Foolishness. Okay, yep. That's a hard one to follow when you have 5,000 people. Okay, singing, you know, Bon Jovi with you. It's a pretty powerful thing.
Yeah,
okay,
all right.
But this one, I can't even follow it. I get standing ovations. When I first did it, I had a standing ovation in the middle of my show, and I'm like, "What are you guys?" Good night. Okay, I couldn't follow it. Okay, I had to beat it. Okay,
is that story part of the Nokia show?
Yes. And so none of the stuff you'll see at Nokia was in my two Netflix specials. I call on the tour Unruly because Unruly came from I found a progress report that was sent home the first week of school when I was in eighth grade. Mr. May is unruly and a poison to education. And so people think I'm trying to be cool by wearing a skull and crossbones, but I always said if I'm going to be called a poison, I should be labeled as such. I'm harmful as swallowed, okay? Trust that, all right? You know? And so that's why I do it. You know, it's like people think, like, they think that it's going to be the same jokes that they've already seen. Oh, no. I don't rest on my laurels, okay? I'm a lazy man in life.
Right.
I am the most active stand-up comedy as far as that I think has been behind the microphone. Now, is it as great as Dougie Stanhope all the time? No, but if you take my subjects and you watch other great people, you will laugh harder at mine because I have more laughs per minute than they do in their story about the same things. You can go through, I had a fan put my bits up against, you know, like Louis C.K. and I mean, all these other great comics, you know, and like, you know, the top tiers. And they're like, more laughs per, they're counting laughs in each story, okay, and mine triple it. Wow. And so it's like, but I don't get any respect, but it's okay. Everybody thinks because you're fat, you're dumb. So I just kind of, you know, I'm happy with who I am and I'm comfortable because you're fat. Everything's comfortable. You know, you sit down, you're comfortable. It's like, perfect. Airplanes, not so much, but I buy two seats and be respectable, you know, because let's face it.
You buy two?
Yes, I buy two. All right. When I'm playing Southwest, because let's be honest, if I'm in 21C, I'm in 22B too, okay? Like, I'm sorry about my boob. You don't get cold, do you? If you do, it'll just snug over on you, my boob. It'll be like a Snuggie. You know, you'll be fine. I'll keep you warm if you get chilly, all right? No problem. We're in it together, okay? I've had to do that once or twice when I was broke. But now I buy, like, Southwest. I fly all the time for, like, 2-3 hour trips. But the rest of the time, I just go first class because I don't want to inflict me on somebody else. You know,
God bless that's you, Robbie, man.
I know, because so many fans, oh, my God. When I walk down the aisle, oh, you should see the looks of death. Oh, no, big man. Oh, no, fag. Way in the back. Go in the back. You know, there are people people are trying to, you know, move their pocketbooks into the middle seat. Don't sit here. You'll kill everybody. Oh, Jesus. It's so funny watching fat people's relax. Like, ah! Like, when I get on an elevator, okay, it's like I'm on an elevator with somebody. Every time, people look at me very casually. All right, and you know, they smile. And then they look up dazedly to find the capacity of the elevator.
Right.
Okay.
To make sure.
And then they do the quick math. And then they, you'll see them panic a little bit. I think this is my floor. Okay. And they get off as soon as they can. They'll punch the original one, like 15, and then they'll stop at 8.
Oh, you they're know like, what? No, I meant 8. That's
yeah.
what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I just
Ralphie
missed the
Bay
number.
At Club Nokia, Friday night, 9 o'clock. Tickets are going fast at RalphieMade.com or AXSAXS.com and get all the tour dates at RalphieMade.com. Ralphie, a pleasure to see you. I hope things continue to go great for you, and let's do it again soon, my friend.
Man, anytime, guys, y'all need me for anything. I really do appreciate it, and it's from the bottom of my heart. Your fans are fantastic. They welcomed me. They didn't know me, and I'm just so happy to be welcomed by you. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
Well, that was an exhausting way to start a day, right?
He's got more energy than I have this whole week so far. I don't.
Yes.
Wow.
Does.
Wow.
Great to see our friend Ralphie May. Thanks a lot for tuning in here on a Kevin DeBeccio. My former friend Petros Papadakis joins us at 8 o'clock. Ralph's coming up with the Showbiz Beat. First, though, time for a brand new Kevin DeBeccio Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Wake up, and watch the Internet Roundup.
Yeah. Our producer Dave, the King of Mexico, NCD, with this great batch of videos for us this week. I want to start with the Daniel Tosh video. You know, I haven't been watching his show, but he's still great, right, Daniel Tosh?
Gross or great?
Yeah.
Because it's definitely gross.
It's sort of both. He's still great, but he's gotten much grosser.
Yeah, he's smart and gross.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He did a very funny video, and it is his shot-for-shot remake of the recent Selena Gomez hit called Good For You. If you don't know that song, here's a little taste of it.
Because I just want to look good for you, good for you. I just want to look good for you, good for you.
You want to see Selena rolling around, you know, in a robe on her couch singing that song. But Daniel Tosh is doing the exact same thing shot for shot with Selena in the shower. Everywhere that Selena goes, Daniel Tosh goes.
Yeah.
And instead of A$AP Rocky stopping by for the rap verse, he has a special guest I won't spoil for you. But you should definitely see the video and you will not expect it. That's up first.
I think we need to do a beer mug version and do side by side by side.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
right, come on. Nice. I like it. All right.
Every press conference ever is up next. I think you know that there's nothing but just the most boring things that athletes can say behind the desk. Everybody always gave 110%. All the stuff you've heard athletes say are in this press conference. Although Weird Al Yankovic is playing the coach, and I think he does a pretty good job in this one.
So my question is, will you show me the same respect that you give my male colleagues?
As you can see, I'm definitely looking you directly in the eyes right now, even as I prepare to make a reputation-solidifying quip. Because, listen, your question implies that I have respect for anyone in this room. And we all know that just isn't true.
A lot of listeners have seen this video, by the way, and have written to me suggesting that I look a lot like Weird Al. And I just think that's the greatest compliment I've ever been given.
That's not how it is for that.
I don't think that's what they meant.
The last trailer for Star Wars, The Force Awakens, is out. Oh, wait. You haven't seen Star Wars, The Binks Awakens? What if Jar Jar Binks were all over the new Star Wars movie and had done something like this?
Who are you?
Misa Jar Jar Binks.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
This is really well done. It's really
that legitimately makes me mad.
No matter how great Star Wars is as a franchise, they'll never escape the shame of Jar Jar Binks. Honest Trailers are back. They do a great job making even the best movies sound dumb, and this time they took on Pixar's Inside Out.
Joy will learn to cry, and sadness will learn to smile, making you wonder how emotions can have emotions on top of the emotion that they literally are. But one thing's for sure, kids will have no idea what the heck is going on.
Let's skip the next clip, Chip, and go right to the first Democratic debate highlights. These are amazing. They do this with sports. They do this with politics. They do this with news. I'm talking about bad lip reading. And, Kevin, you and I have talked about this before.
Every time
I see one of these, I go, how can people legitimately read lips? Because when you watch this video of Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, everybody on the stage, it really legitimately does look like they're saying the things that we're listening to, but you know they didn't.
There's no possible way they did. But when you watch it, you go, they're saying this.
They're saying. Exactly. It's crazy. Look it up.
Okay, on to the next question. Should I get a scooter?
Hey, the white boy thinks it's scooter time.
The ride's going to be scary, you know, Anderson, because it's freeing. And, you know, I don't know where you're going to be riding, mainly to the cleaners. Yeah, right. Oh, cool.
By the way, I believed when they were talking about how babies are made.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that's what they were actually talking about.
It certainly looked legitimate, yeah. That's for sure. A lot of celebrities did a lot of things, had a lot of parties and a lot of costumes for Halloween this past weekend, but LeBron James may have won the night, dressed up to look exactly like Prince at a Cleveland Cavaliers Halloween party, and he actually performed. Here's a medley of LeBron James singing Prince songs. Pretty impressive. Allie, I know you saw that one. What did you think about his Prince?
I thought it was awesome. He's incredible.
Really good, right?
And I'm afraid how much I like
LeBron. Do you still hate him, Kevin?
I wish. No, this is great.
Yeah.
I wish there would be a side-by-side with this, though, because Prince is like 4'11". That was awesome. Right.
Our final two videos are both from our good friend Jimmy Kimmel of Jimmy Kimmel Live, late nights on ABC. He has an annual tradition of, well, you know, the Halloween candy prank. He has parents tell their kids on camera, I ate your Halloween candy. And I have mixed feelings about this. Kevin, you raised little kids.
Yeah.
Would you ever do this to your children? Would you ever break their heart the day after Halloween and tell them you ate all their Halloween candy?
No, I would not do that. No,
but it's sure
funny
hilarious
as hell.
When other people
it's
do it.
It's funny as hell when somebody else does it, yeah.
Let's see how the little kids took it this year.
Me and Daddy, you're all your candy.
Candy? Me, Mommy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Dad? Wait. Remember the last time you told me a joke?
Well, this time it's not a joke.
I'm going to check out a candy. If I see no candy, you are a big trouble, young lady.
You're in a lot of trouble. And finally, Jimmy Kimmel for years has been doing one of my favorite features on his show, This Week in Unnecessary Censorship. It's where they beep words that don't need to be beeped, and they make everything sound filthy.
I want to so small I can barely see it.
The Iran is cheating on everything we've promised, and they're sticking their finger right in our
Corey, am I good at Nobody can like me.
That is a joke. Trump.
We take the best viral videos of the week and we put it up on the website once a week so you can find them all in one location. KROQ.com or KevinAmin.com. It's a brand new Kevin Amin Internet Roundup.
Wake up and watch the Internet Roundup.
Yeah.
And it is 7:52. Hey, keep listening for your tickets for the Disneyland Resort Deluxe Annual Pass. Woo! We've got those coming up. Details at KROQ.com. That'll happen before the end of the show. Rob is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Yeah, we're getting close to the holiday light, fantastical, magical Parade-a-palooza.
What?
Right.
They're is that what Disneyland. They're calling
it now? Oh, Disneyland.
Yeah, I don't know the actual name, but it's their big holiday parade with the lights and the things and the...
It's the merriest place on earth, Ralph.
Hell to the yeah. Speaking of the second merriest place on earth, Hollywood Babylon this weekend, Friday night at the Improv on Melrose back in Los Angeles. Only one Babylon in November. This is it, this Friday.
No.
So if you want to check us out this month, this is the time to do it.
Come on, Nopey. There's only one.
There's only
one
Hollywood Babylon in the month of November, Nopey. Don't you want to come check it out? Come on.
Wow.
Nopey.
Jeez.
I don't know.
It's a dick.
You can go to improv.com to get all your details, but we're back on Melrose this Friday night. The Late Show. I like it. I like it when it's late. Then I can get good and drunk. And I do.
New.
You know, it's new release day in the world of entertainment. I'm so glad they finally broke up the new releases. So we get
Same.
DVDs.
We can focus on those today.
On today. And then Friday we get music. And
right.
It's just, that's the best way for it to be, really. DVD's out today, Inside Out. If you didn't see Inside Out, first of all, shame on you. Outstanding Pixar movie with Amy Poehler and Phyllis Smith and Mindy Kaling, Lewis Black. Great cast, great story. Boy, I love the hell out of that film.
Lewis Black plays anger. That
he
might
sure
surprise
does.
Some of you, but...
A stretch, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Vacation reboot with Ed Helms and Christina Applegate is also available today. The End of the Tour with Jesse Eisenberg and Jason Segel. Got a lot of great reviews. If you missed that in theaters, you can check that on DVD today. She's funny that way. Owen Wilson and Imogen Poots. Boy, that Imogen Poots. Yeah, it's a good deal right there.
I saw that movie, I think.
Do you think?
I think I did. I think I saw that one. I think it was pretty good.
It's quite a review.
Another hot take.
You two are kind of remarkable. Kevin recently didn't know if he had ever been to Green Bay or not. Yeah. And Bean's not sure if he's seen a movie or not. Just was there,
yeah. was there in some, the last 6 months.
Right. Is there some brain trauma that happened that you're going around? You guys?
Well, it's clear with me, but I think it's catching now, and Bean's got it catching, as well. Yeah.
I think I saw that.
Look, who remembers every movie they've ever seen on television?
Right, but if you don't bring it up.
It's
1978.
Recent.
We're talking about it came out 3 months ago.
Yeah, I think it was pretty decent, though. If someone's looking for a good romantic comedy, something with a wife, this one's all right.
Says a guy who thinks he might have seen it.
And a little movie called Lavalantula comes out today on DVD, in case you wanted to check that out. I've heard some pretty spectacular acting goes on inside that.
Did you record anything for the bonus features? Commentary track or anything like that?
No.
You mind if I treat our audience to your death scene in Lavalantula?
I would
spoiler
prefer.
Spoiler alert!
What do you mean by treat?
Would you like to set it up, Ralph, before we hear the tape?
Well, Steve Guttenberg, Patrick Renna, and I are all running from a giant lava spewing spiders that have come out of the Earth's crust after a major earthquake in Los Angeles.
Like they do,
right? And so we have driven in my Cadillac. Has now got flat tires because the lava has gotten to my tires. So we run into the George C. Page Museum there at the La Brea Tar Pits to avoid the giant spiders. And sadly, even though all our plans, I thought, were well thought out, the spiders made their way inside the museum and bad things happened.
Too many of them! We gotta get out of here!
Oh, no! This is a colossal disaster.
It was a colossal disaster. Audience favorite Pirate Jack did not survive.
Do we know that for a fact, though?
Well,
I mean, is it possible he was
covered with a swarm, if you will. I don't know if spiders travel in swarms or
I
not,
either, but
a pack.
I believe in
gaggle,
Pirate Jack.
Maybe a gaggle.
A
gaggle of spiders did cover Pirate Jack and spew lava all over him and seemingly incinerate him.
Seemingly.
We don't know.
Right.
I think it's unlikely he survived as well.
Well, you don't know, man. That Pirate Jack's a resilient fellow.
He sure is.
He already lost one arm and still.
And handsome, too, by the way.
Oh, handsome. The ladies love Pirate Jack.
Sure.
And the fellas, too. Depends on how many drinks Pirate Jack had, I guess. This Britney Spears, she seems like a nice lady.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
When she's not loony. Cutting all her hair off and beating up SUVs with an umbrella. Remember that stage? Those were good times.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah. She has taken now to sending people greeting cards with handwritten messages to all of her fans. Not all of her fans, but some of her fans. They surprisingly will just get a handwritten greeting card message from Britney Spears.
Huh.
Britney says she's trying to show simple acts of kindness to her fans. And understandably, the fans are going crazy with shock when they get them. But recently there's been a spate of these postings all over social media of, I just received this in the mail from Britney Spears, and it's a handwritten note she will write to one of her fans and send them a greeting card. Isn't that nice?
Do you think she saw how much goodwill that has generated for Taylor Swift with her fans?
Oh, come on, Bean.
Well, she's been doing it for years. She's been sending out handwritten notes to her fans. I just wondered, I mean, it's worked for her in terms of, you know, press and getting a lot of impressions on social media. I wonder if she's taking a page out of that playbook.
Shut up, Bean. Shut up, Bean. Shut up, Bean. Shut Bean up. Bean, shut up, you f***ing moron.
I think that man speaks for everyone.
Pretty legitimate question, buddy.
Do me a f***ing favor. Shut up, listen, and learn.
Lily Aldridge, our friend Lily Aldridge.
She's the best.
Has been honored, anointed, and made the wearer of this year's Victoria's Secret $2 million fantasy bra.
Boobies!
Hollywood Reporter says the 2015 fireworks bra is encrusted with thousands of diamonds and 18-karat gold detailing. It is very shiny. It is a shiny bra. And you can see it when the Victoria's Secret fashion show airs on December the 8th. You can see Lily wearing the $2 million bra.
What the freak?
How come that happened?
Sorry, that was a Pomeranian sneezing.
Sure.
What?
Sure.
What's happening?
Hey, Kevin, you're friends with Lily Aldridge.
Wait, hold on.
Why can't you get her to come in and wear the $2 million fantasy bra and come visit us at K-Rock?
That was a Pomeranian sneezing?
Yes, it was.
Why do you have that?
First of all, why do you have that? Second of all, did you play that on purpose?
No, I was shooting for...
Okay.
Right, I got a whole soundboard here of... A lot of sounds, and it's just you hit the wrong button, it's easy to kind of accidentally, you know how it works.
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna get us out of here. Get you out of this bit, folks, and you can send me a handwritten greeting card with your thanks. I appreciate it. Today's celebrity birthday is Kendall Jenner is 20 years old today. I've heard rumors that she's in that Victoria's Secret thingy, too, which I think is some BS right there.
Wouldn't doubt it. She does that a lot, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she's not Victoria's Secret caliber. She's a minor leaguer. I don't want to see her playing in the majors. Right?
Yeah. I hear you.
Timmy from Rise Against.
Timmy!
37 years old today. Mick Thompson from Slipknot is 42. Dolph Lundgren's 58. Dennis Miller, the comedian, is 62. Roseanne, actress, comedian, 63 years old today. And legendary singer Adam Ann is 61. Oh, those were good times, weren't they?
That'll be a joke. Sorry. But we are still going.
Not nearly as sorry as we are.
It stopped.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show up as beat.
Asperger's is a condition on the autistic spectrum which makes it difficult for a person to make connections with other people.
Right.
How dare you? How dare you?
How do you know we're talking about you?
Yeah, just the coincidence you happen to play that.
All right. Welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks so much for listening today. Look, here my whole thing. I don't have a lot of friends, and I don't spend a lot of time socializing.
Right.
But those that I do have, that I have let into the inner circle, are people that I care very deeply about and enjoy their company. And Petros Papadakis is one of them. Okay?
Before you move on, if you don't mind.
The old P, yes.
Before you move on, if you don't mind, I would just like to do a little setup in that you claim...
That's what I was just doing.
Yeah, I know, but you weren't doing it well enough. Bean does not want to go to whatever event that you're having. Let's say you're having a wedding, you're having a party, you're having any get-together. He will not attend, but he will be actively annoyed and insulted if you don't invite him.
Okay. That's a completely separate subject from what we're talking about
here. Is
that true? Yes, that is absolutely true. Every word of that is true. But that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is the people that I consider my close friends, when I have the opportunity to get together with them one-on-one, like to have lunch or something, I'm down for that. That I do. Right?
Occasionally.
So the P, as you know, very famous college football broadcaster, is in Seattle this past weekend calling the University of Washington Huskies game. Mm-hmm. So to his credit, let's bring the P up on the phone.
I got to settle
this out. Hey, my former friend Petros.
You know, I don't have a lot of friends either. And I've been very upset about this for the last 3 days.
Thank you.
I've been tossing and turning. And I have a very strong defense for myself, but go ahead and continue to defame me in the most highest rated radio show in the world. Thank you.
Nothing I have said has not been true. So to P's credit, he reaches out to me to let me know he's coming to Seattle. So I'm looking at my phone right now.
First thing I thought of.
Well, he tweets me on Wednesday and says, I'm going to be in Seattle this weekend for the game. And I texted you.
I didn't
you
tweet
texted.
You. I would not
Sorry,
make
texted.
It public.
Yes, you texted me, and I texted back, sweet. So
Okay, so that was Wednesday. I feel like we've made contact. So Friday, I text the P and I say, P, what's your availability, if any, this weekend? I am standing by to take you to the airport, Denny's, which I think, by the way, very generous offer. Not everybody's making that offer to Petras when he comes to town, sure. Right?
You said the airport, Denny's.
And it's not even in Seattle. It's like between Seattle and Tacoma.
What, so Petras writes back, I'm around all day tomorrow. Now, so far, I have every right to be optimistic that this mandate is going to happen. You guys with me?
Absolutely.
I'm around all day tomorrow. Petras writes back. I write to him. Well, I'd love to see you. When do you arrive? When do you work? What part of town are you in? Etc. I am flexible. P writes back. I'm at the, and then he names the hotel that he's at. Right. That's all he says. Okay. I didn't know if you right. wanted
take
that information.
It's irrelevant.
So I've asked.
Defense. The Westin is part of my defense.
All right. Okay.
So I've asked him. All right. Now I've asked him, when does he get in? What time does he have to work? What part of town is he going to be in? And I've let him know that I am flexible. All he writes back is, I'm at the Westin, and that's it for like 3 hours. Not another word. Unresponsive, as far as I'm concerned. What are you guys
doing? I'm working.
Yeah, he is calling a game.
This was Friday. This was the day before the game. So I write back hours later.
Meetings.
You're already here or you're flying in tomorrow? I feel like I'm texting a playing hard to get chick. How about lunch? Okay? That's it. I don't hear a word from P the rest of Friday night. How about lunch? I've asked him. Not a word. The next morning, P texts me 9:24 a.m. I'm out all day in effing meetings. Okay. That sounds pretty sketchy to me.
Well, let me
Friday. Friday, he's. I'm around all day tomorrow. Saturday right. morning, I'm out. I'm out all day in effing meetings.
My
all of a sudden,
changed.
30 meetings came up.
The schedule changed. I'm not, look. Nobody works for me. Nobody. I call zero shots in my life.
Right.
At home or abroad.
Right.
And I was look. First of all, Matt.
This is 9 a.m. The game is at 8 p.m. You're telling me there's not 30 minutes in 11 hours from 9 in the morning until when the game starts that you can't step out into the hallway and have a cup of coffee with me?
That's a salient point. But I have a three-pronged attack here. Like
okay.
All right.
Let's
okay. Hear. A, and you can go back and listen to it on the show. I was all excited and told Matt, hey, I'm going to hang out with Bean on the air, and Matt, who, you know, worked with you guys more than me.
Right.
You know, he has the Kevin and Bean hammer over me since he worked there for like 20 years.
Right,
and I've just
right.
been a guest, you know.
Okay.
I've judged a couple missed double Decembers, but, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm Dave Grohl.
Right.
So, you know, Matt goes, well, you know he doesn't really want to see you. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, he doesn't really want to see you. He's going through the motions. You know, he doesn't want to see you. I've gone to his house and been kicked out.
All
and I
true.
Was like, I started to panic. You can listen to the show.
No. I'm saying I know that to be all true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said not true.
No. I'm saying all true.
Oh, okay. So
but
Matt
he...
says that. Sorry, I'm okay. on the defensive here. You know, I'm
all
like
right,
Ray Lewis with bloody clothes and a bag. And so then.
But what part of me texting you saying, hey, let's get together, I'm flexible, let's have lunch, where can I meet you? What part of that sounds to you like I'm a guy who's not trying to get together with you?
He said going through the motions.
That happens all the time.
And
you invited
fairness,
Chip
there's
up.
There's a couple of those texts that I don't recognize at all.
Oh, that's not true, P.
I've given out my phone number on the air 8 times now, and I get 800 texts a day, and it's screwed up my personal life, of which I have less than you.
Oh, so now the defense is, oh, Bean, I didn't see your text where you were trying to get together with me.
I just thought of that defense. That's not part of my
You just thought of that. I want to hear how there wasn't any time all day Saturday when you were in town that you could have had a bite.
I was taken to the
You had a game at 8 p.m., Petras.
I'm sorry, let him answer the question, sir.
I was taken to the Metropolitan Grill.
I would have met you there. That's a great restaurant.
On a business dinner with other sports television types. We had a brand new play-by-play guy who had never done a game on TV before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He needed to be saddled up to, so to speak.
Okay.
He needed to be in the sidecar of my Batman and Robin motorcycle.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ralph's not in there right now.
No. So he was more important to you than I was. I got it.
No, I need. He was nervous.
Petros is working.
Right.
His work day was Saturday.
Now here, look. Did I have one extra cognac at the end of dinner that was a little sugary for the old pea? Yes. Was it windy, as if the banshee himself from Darby O'Gill and the Little People was blowing up and down? You know how high that hotel is? It was rocking back and forth. I thought I was going to fall out. I was on the 39th floor.
Of the Westin.
I did not sleep at all.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We had a 2.5-hour meeting at 7 a.m. after no sleep. I needed to nap. And then I needed to go over the boards and the lineups with this guy. Next thing you knew, it was 5:30. We had to get in the car and go to the stadium. I felt awful.
Would it kill you to text him that?
Wait, where is this coming from?
Oh.
It's coming from a place of femininity.
I'm just saying, P.
No,
I feel like
I have killed. I should have.
I feel like I put myself out there.
There's been a paragraph-long explanation that I received crickets from on Sunday, saying, oh, I'm going to hash this out with you on the air. What kind of friend does that?
You know, I told you.
And your friend wants to settle it on FM radio?
Yeah, because I wanted witnesses, because I know how you and your people lie.
The Greeks?
Look, here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war's on, everybody. It's going down. It's going down. Race war. Come on.
I don't
race war.
Think.
Dean and I have had lunch on multiple occasions in Seattle, and I've enjoyed it deeply.
Here's the thing about me.
I hope that my friend would understand that, hey, something must have happened.
Mm. Your friend does not think that way, ever.
I would like to think that it is still good between us, P, but I haven't heard anything on this call to suggest that that's the case. I feel like I've been shined.
I'm sorry.
P?
I feel deeply, very regretful about the way I handled the situation. Mm-hmm. It was not with malice. Mm-hmm. I was caught up in other things, some of which were work-related, others of which lack of sleep, but I don't want to make any more excuses for myself.
Yeah. Now you made a lot of excuses.
I'm sorry.
I accept his apology.
I will take you to the finest meal of your choosing.
Okay.
With no pork.
Not you.
Oh.
Yeah. Bean.
You can come too.
All right. Okay.
I will take you
all
to
right.
the finest meal of your choosing with no pork.
Here's the
in
thing.
Any state.
Money
next
is,
time I'm up there.
Money is right. Matt Money Smith is right in that when Bean is told that the lunch isn't going to happen, he's really genuinely happy. No matter who.
Not
it is.
This time.
No
not
matter
this time.
Who, oh, just
I was
this
excited
time,
to see
this
the
one
P.
Time.
I was excited to see the P.
Well,
I thought we were
honored
friends.
And at the same
I thought we
time,
were friends.
Humiliated.
All right, P. Well, listen, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there. So I think our friendship is still alive. I feel like it is it's a tenuous rope bridge
at
this point.
It's like Lamar Odom. You know, it needs dialysis every couple days, but we're
right.
Okay.
We're technically still alive, but let's hope that we have a healthy recovery and that one day we're able to play basketball together again, okay?
I hope so, too. Thanks for humiliating me. And,
all right, P.
I'm really glad I looked over like everything that happened in sports to discuss that today. Really...
All right. Popo's out. Thanks for calling in.
Well, you're not going to ask me about the Lakers?
No.
Congratulations to Disney Deluxe annual pass winner, who is Matthew Lopez from La Puente.
Lucky.
How about that? Your chance to win is coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
All right. Well, good. So we have our winner for the Disney Pass this hour. So we are going to clear the lines and open them right back up at 1-800-520-1067. It's time for our annual call-in topic on tell us about the time you got pepper sprayed. Great thing about our audience is most of them have been pepper sprayed for 100 years. And it's in the news right now because of an Orange County man who was arrested over the weekend. His name is Benjamin Golden. He is 32 years old. He is the guy that maybe you've seen on the viral video getting into an Uber. And he was plastered, by the way. And he was belligerent. And the Uber driver got to the point where the guy wouldn't help him with directions, wouldn't tell him where he was going, was just generally combative. So the Uber driver tried to kick him out of the car. He said, look, you're not going to ride with me anymore. So the passenger in the back starts batting the driver in the head. And what made this video go viral is what the Uber driver did next, which is to pull out a can of pepper spray that he kept under a seat and just spray the crap out of this guy until he left his car. It was pretty dramatic. I think we got some audio from the video.
All right, man, I gotta kick you out. You're too drunk to give me directions, man.
No, I'm not sure.
I'm kicking you out.
I'm giving you the directions right now.
Nope, that's it. Trip's ended.
No, I'm giving you the directions.
Trip's already ended, man.
Sir,
get out of my car, or I will call the police.
Can I tell you something? You all
bitch. Get the out, you bitch.
Yeah?
You yeah, I'm giving you.
Yeah. Yeah. Call the police.
Yeah, you got maced, mother.
You got maced, mother effer, are words you never want to hear on your night out. So Mr. Golden, 32 years old, was taken into custody. He was booked on misdemeanor charges of public intoxication and of assaulting a taxicab operator. And by the way, he has also been banned from Uber for life.
Good. He should be.
And fired from his job as a corporate manager for Taco Bell. So that was a very expensive ride that night. He lost his job and his ability to ride in an Uber car for the rest of his life. So the last thing he expected, I mean, look, the guy was obviously in the wrong. There's no excuse for hitting the driver. The last thing he expected is the dude.
He was hitting him hard, too. It was ridiculous.
He was hitting him hard, yeah. He didn't expect the guy was going to pepper spray, though, right?
Well, I can't imagine he was, but oh well.
Oh, well, indeed.
The driver did the right thing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see the pepper spray coming, and that's why we think it's fun. At 1-800-520-1067. You think you're just out having a good time, and the next thing you know, you're pepper sprayed. You want to take one real quick before the break? Let's try Matt. He's in Azusa. This is not the call I was expecting on line 4, but let's make this the first one, then we'll come back with everybody else at 1-800-520-1067. Matt, you were pepper sprayed. How'd that happen?
Hey, it's me.
I see what you did there.
Hey, you guys. Yeah, I was pepper sprayed, not in the conventional way, actually. My mother had a pepper spray on her keychain because she has kind of a dangerous business and travels around South Central LA and places like that.
Right.
And she left her keys one day. I must have, 14, 15 years old. And so I took the pepper spray and I went to our front garden and I sprayed our rocks just, you know, this, and I leaned in to smell it just to get kind of a, I'll just get a quarter feel of it or 10% feel of it. And it basically is like smelling the Armenian comedian's car. I've started to flood snot and tears and barking coughs.
Wait, you did that on purpose?
Yeah, I just wanted to see how it felt just a little bit. I didn't like blast myself
Matt,
in the face like Johnny Knoxville.
This isn't smart.
Wow. Wow.
Matt.
Allie, you're absolutely right. It's a just the tip moment, and there's no excuse for it. Look, there's a reason. You know ahead of time that pepper spray is going to be bad. That's like saying, I wonder what it feels like a little bit to get hit by a car.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the neighbors loved it. They saw me just
of course. That would have been the best thing I've ever seen.
No, this is before camera phones. Thank God. Otherwise, it'd be on YouTube right now.
Oh, that's such a shame.
That. Awesome call, sir. Always good to hear from you. 1-800-520-1067. I know our listeners have been pepper sprayed. Tell us the story. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. Taking your calls right now on a story about you getting pepper sprayed. Come on. I know it happened to every single one of you.
Yeah, I mean, 1-800. I feel like you're not living life if you haven't been pepper sprayed once.
Right, at least once. If you're an adult, for God's sakes. 1-800-520-1067. You can also text the Kevin and Bean Show all the time, including right now on this topic, at the number 2-KROQ. That's 25767. Let's go to our man Nick. He is in Hemet, and he is on line 2 here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, party people.
You got pepper sprayed. What was happening?
Oh, it was about 8 years ago. We were at a punk rock show in the Orange Pavilion. It was a huge show, bands from the UK and everywhere. And all these, it ended up being like a little mini race riot deal. And so all the cops came and all the punk rockers were lighting trash cans on fire and stuff. And we were trying to get out of there. There was a line of like 5 of us. And the cop was just standing there on the curb and just started pepper spraying the line of us. And then this other crazy punk rocker dude ran up behind the cop and hit him in the head with a 2x4.
Oh, my God.
And then
so it was one of the better punk rock shows that year.
Yeah. I mean, they were lighting trash cans on fire, like dumpsters, and they broke into the local Jack in the Box and all kinds of stuff. It was on the news. It was a big deal way back when.
This was, Allie, you remember this was a DeBarge show that was out in the IE.
I don't think that's
about
punk at all.
It just went crazy.
No, nope, right, that's not the case.
Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Andrea, Pasadena, line 7. There's something, I don't know why, maybe this isn't fair, about a girl getting pepper sprayed that doesn't seem right. Andrea, what happened?
It wasn't just me. There was like 10 of us. We were at a club and we were upstairs and, you know, we're drinking, we're having a good time, and all of a sudden one of my cousins was like, I got to pee. Let's all go to the bathroom because we all go to the bathroom together.
Sure.
So we walked downstairs and literally walked into like this like full on brawl between these drunk guys, and the security guard started pepper spraying everybody. And so we like, we're like, la, 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 oh my God, ah, pepper spray. And literally got hit in the face with pepper spray. There was like 10 of us. We like roll. This was downtown. So we're like stumbling outside. They're like shoving people outside. We looked like it's worse than getting mascara in your eye. Like,
oh, slow down.
I've never really? Got mascara in my eye, but it's pretty bad.
If you've ever gotten mascara in your eye, it's horrible. You can't breathe. You can't see. Our makeup was ruined. Our hair was ruined. We were like falling all over each other. Like, I mean, it's a nightclub. So we were wearing like mini skirts and heels. It was awful.
When you guys look back on that now, do you laugh about it or does it still strike you as a horrible memory?
Kind of both.
Yeah.
Like it
that's a good story.
Looking up and seeing all my cousins like just trashed, like eyes just red and makeup all smeared, and then it was just bad. It's horrible. It's a horrible experience.
So great. You're saying it's good.
Good time.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up from Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea. Appreciate you listening so much. Let's go to Riley Seal Beach. He's up next. He's on line one here on the Kevin and Beach. You're talking about being pepper sprayed.
Hey, Riley.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You got pepper sprayed?
Yes, I did. So I was in high school, and I was walking to my car for lunch, for our lunch break. And I'm walking by my buddy's girlfriend, my best friend's girlfriend's car. She's driving out. She goes, hey, Riley. I turn and look, and she thought it'd be a funny prank to pepper spray me directly in the face.
Oh, oh. No.
Yeah, and she thought it was hilarious, but she wasn't the smartest of people. And
she also wasn't the one who was getting pepper sprayed in the face. It's a lot more hilarious when you're not the victim.
Exactly. So she hits me directly in the eyes. And I immediately just throw all my stuff on the ground. I can't see anything. And one of my buddies comes over, kind of grabs me, leads me to his car. And I live like two blocks away from the school. And he took me home, and I get in the shower. And I just start washing it out of my face. And as I'm washing it out of my face, I like push all the pepper spray that was in my eye. And it starts running down my chest and, you know, all around my balls. And it just starts burning.
I'm listening.
It was
go on.
You're the only person that's managed to make it worse.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't think about the pepper spray flowing all the way down my body.
That's true. When you got
pepper sprayed in the face, that wasn't the worst
part
of your
day. That was the best part of that night was when you got pepper sprayed.
Oh, it was absolutely horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I go back to school the next period.
Oh, you don't end then. Yeah, you can't end then after you've already got your testicles on fire. Riley, yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call, sir. Kevin and Bean listener Chance writes in, hey, has Beer Mug been pepper sprayed yet? If not, I think you guys need to make that happen. And be sure to Instagram, Vine it, Periscope it, etc. Get on it, boys. That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
We talk about pepper spray all the time. We very rarely use the pepper spray.
Yeah, let's run that past the lawyers. I'm sure they'll be good with it. They like that kind of stuff.
You don't run it by them. They'll find it funny.
Hey,
that's a given.
Let's open the phone lines up one more time, this time for Kevin and Bean's What's Good? What kinds of things do you want to hear about today, Kevin, at 1-800-520-1067?
This is sort of a good catch-all break because we're not able to talk about everything that's going on. Maybe there's a new app. Maybe there's a new TV show we're not talking about. Whatever the topic is, you can suggest things or you can tell us about them. And you can bring up a topic that we haven't hit yet.
Like the fact that Twitter replaced favorites with hearts.
Right.
Which I know is very upsetting to a lot of people.
Right. And I want to know.
It's not a star anymore. Now it's a heart. It's too much commitment, I think. But that's just me. All right, call on any topic. We'll talk to you right after 9 o'clock.
Hold, please. None of that. Let's not talk about that.
Let's not do that.
Right? That's a whole phone topic.
You saved that for your strongly worded tweets, Bean. I'm sure there's going to be a whole string of
people who want to call in
about tomorrow.
With a topic, that can be
one of the topics. Let's just sit quietly and consider how ridiculous that statement was.
1-800-520-1067. Your call is next on K-Rock. Ralph, it's your time for the show. Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
A lot of people are writing me this morning via email regarding no one calling Bean out on the use of the word fleed this morning.
So oh, did you say fleed?
Maybe you want to call in about that. That'd be
good. Okay, good.
Fleed.
I like it.
I'm trying to remember
the conversation you're talking about.
You're talking about the guy who was trying to bomb the Walmart.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you said he fleed.
And what is it you're supposed to say?
Fled.
Okay.
And people saying, oh, say S with the savings, sure, but fleed, fleed, sure, all the time. All day long, fleed. Just drop that around, why don't you? See, live by the sword, die by the sword, Captain Savings.
To that would be, it's one thing to misspeak, it's another thing to intentionally say something wrong. They're two very different things.
Sure there are.
Yeah.
Sure they are.
You think people go, you know what, it's daylight saving, but... I'm making the choice to add an S on purpose.
Yes. I'm going to intentionally do that.
Yes, I do.
Just to bring down the world order.
Now that the word is out, they know they're wrong, and they still insist on saying it wrong.
Wow, you're magical.
Speaking of social media, like the Twitter, Kate Winslet just keeps getting better in my eyes. She won't let her kids use social media. She's got two young daughters at home. Excuse me, three kids. And she says that she has banned all forms of social media at their home for her kids because she says it has a huge impact on young women's self-esteem because all they ever do is design themselves for people to like them. And she said it's got a lot of ugly side effects, including eating disorders and other mental health issues. So she encourages her little ones to go outside, climb trees, play Monopoly, just whatever you have to do, but ditch the technology until they're much older.
And stop being so fat. Is implied in what she said, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, isn't that?
Not
that's
really
the
implied
takeaway,
at all.
Right?
Nope. No takeaway there. Just, nope.
Bean, it's hard to stick up for you when you do crap like that.
Hard?
Impossible.
Thank you.
Asshole!
The feud between Donald Trump and John Oliver continues. As I mentioned this week, John Oliver told CBS This Morning, when asked why he hadn't booked Donald Trump for his Last Week Tonight show on HBO.
Which, by the way, is great.
It's a brilliant show. Yeah, if you're not watching, it's really outstanding. He said, I haven't booked Donald Trump on my show because I really don't care about him in any capacity. He said, Trump is basically an open book, and that book doesn't have many interesting words in it. Well, Donald Trump would stand for none of that.
Wrong.
Immediately took to Twitter saying,
wrong.
John Oliver had his people call to ask me to be on his very boring and low-rated show. I said, no thanks. Waste of time and energy. So John Oliver responded on Twitter by saying, a couple of points. One, yes, we have a boring show. Two, at no point did we invite Donald Trump to appear on that boring show. So as of yet, Trump hasn't responded.
But sit down.
I'm sure he will probably with sit down.
They're losers. They're just losers.
Go back to England. Immigrant. I'm sure something along
they're bringing line. Drugs.
Right.
They're bringing crime.
They do.
They're
yes.
rapists.
Right. The Brits are rapists and drug lords. It's all about the reboots, the remakes, the reimaginings these days. Let's go through quickly the big newsmakers. Star Trek, it has been announced, is returning as a TV series. This will not be connected to or a spinoff of the latest Star Trek movie from J.J. Abrams and company, Star Trek Beyond, which is set for next summer. Now, this will be a standalone TV series about the continuing voyages of another starship. Now, here's the hook. CBS announced that the first episode will be aired on its television network, but then it's moving on to their digital streaming video on demand platform, CBS All Access. So if you want to follow the adventures of the new Star Trek crew, it'll cost you $6 a month.
It's like my local crack dealer.
Right. First taste
dose.
Is free.
Hey, have it.
Then when you come back,
ching.
Greatest American Hero's coming back. Fox has given a pilot production commitment to The Greatest American Hero, being rebooted by the successful team behind the 21 Jump Street reboot, Phil Lord and Chris Miller. For those of you who don't remember the show, it was about a teacher who finds a costume, a uniform, from aliens, which imbues him with superpowers when he puts it on. However, there's no instruction book.
Just hilarity ensues.
So he's sort of left on his own to try to figure out how to work those superpowers, and hilarity does ensue. And Van Helsing is coming back. You know who Van Helsing is, Kevin? Of course, you know Van Helsing?
He's a vampire hunter.
What the what?
I love all things vampire.
I should have known better than to ask you that. However, this time, Sci-Fi Network's putting a new spin on the Van Helsing story. It's the daughter of Van Helsing, the famous vampire hunter, who's brought back to life in the future only to find out that vampires have taken over the world and she's got to save it. Finally, a girl fighting vampires. Thank God that is finally going to be on television.
Wasn't there Underworld?
Buffy? Maybe?
Oh. There's been other girls fighting vampires. Oh, right. But this one, here's the hook. You know playwright and director Neil LaBute?
Yes.
Broadway director. He will be writing the 13-episode series, serving as showrunner as well. What? What's so funny over there?
He has no idea who that is.
I said, sure. And Allie looked at me like, you don't have any idea.
I decided not to call you on.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And we have a date now for the reboot of the $6 Million Man. The big budget, big screen version is going to be out on December 2017. Mark your calendars. Mark Wahlberg your calendars. Because that's who's going to be starring in it.
Nope.
Right there.
That's a done deal?
Or it's a done deal.
They're negotiating with
Mark Wahlberg will be Steve Austin, the man barely alive. He can make me stronger, faster. Looking forward to that. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Roseanne is 63 years old today. Dennis Miller, the comedian, is 62. Dolph Lundgren, 58 years old today. I told you about my Dolph Lundgren stories, right?
No.
I don't think so.
Did you meet Dolph?
No, not me personally, but I had a friend of mine who worked at a high-profile five-star hotel here in Los Angeles where Dolph was a frequent guest. And what he would do is he would call down to room service and ask for a female to bring his food up. And then he would answer the door in the altogether, in the nude, as we used to say. And he would be pleased to have the food arrive, because he must have been hungry, so he was excited that the meal got there.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And so he took great pleasure in opening the door for the female service technician to come in there and deliver his meals.
What kind of hotel would get a request like that and then go, yeah, let's send a woman up? That's just terrible.
A high-end hotel that gets moneyed clientele that they are used to catering to their requests.
Oh, yeah.
And by all accounts, Dolph was appropriately proud of what he had. And apparently was...
I will break you.
You have to say. When they came to the door. Slipknot guitarist.
That's anime.
Yeah, Mick Thompson, Slipknot guitarist, is 42. Timmy! From Rise Against. He's 37. Kendall Jenner, the model, is 20 years old today. But the reason we celebrate today, we were having such fun with Adam Ant. Goody, goody, two shoes, goody, two, goody, two, goody, goody, two shoes. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Something in you went to follow. There must be something inside. Come on. How do you not shake your ass when that song comes on, right?
Great song.
Someone sent me an email saying, isn't Adam Ant insane now?
No, he's not. He's fine now.
Oh, okay. But didn't he?
He's healthy. He's cured.
Didn't he go into a mental health facility or something?
He sure did.
He did have some trouble.
Yeah, I thought he sure did. But he's better now.
He's better now. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Right. Yeah, came out with a new record last year. Did some touring. By all accounts, very healthy and happy. Seems like he's in a good place.
I'm glad to hear that. That's Bean Baxter with your Ant update. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Taking your calls on any topic right now. It's our feature where we let you be part of the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. We like to call it What's Good.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, call up. So we could be down. 1-800-520-1067.
Had a good batch of calls here on some very interesting topics. We have to start with Melissa, though. She's in Pomona. She's on line two. She sounds like she had a very, very dramatic weekend.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how's it going?
What's good?
What's good?
Oh, God. You would not believe. I was starting to go get my Halloween costume, and I walked into Party City, and lo and behold, I almost missed getting smushed by a car because this chick, she drove her car into Party City.
Dude, she drove her car into Party City.
Yeah, we don't know if she had just parked or she was trying to start her car and back out. but her car drove into Party City, and there were, like, she ran into the people that were waiting in line to get balloons and everything. And me and my mom were driving around the parking lot, and we were lucky because we didn't know if she was driving into the park or what. And we could have been the people that she might have driven her car into. And that.
Wow.
There was people that was hysterical and everything, crying, and it was just insane.
That does not sound like a party. I got to be honest.
No.
That's the opposite of Party City.
It was like, we were like creeped out because it's like, okay, this is not a good time to go home, costume shopping.
Yeah, good times.
Which location was it?
It was in San Dimas.
And did you hear about whether anybody got seriously hurt or not?
From what we know, there was people that supposedly might have gotten hurt that got ran down, but there was nobody under the car from what we know. And okay. There was, like, at least maybe three ambulances, four fire trucks, and, like, five police cars. And they, like, taped off everything, and we were trying to get in and get a costume down. There was, like, Party City's closed, people. Unfortunately, we don't know for how long.
Oh, I would have run in and just grabbed the costume and run out. They got a lot bigger issues, right?
Because there was somebody in there that said, well, I just kind of got my costume. I think I paid for it, and this happened. So I don't know if you actually paid for the costume or not. So that was kind of
creepy. Thank you, Melissa. By the way, you guys think Melissa is always like this?
Yes.
Or is this still the adrenaline from what she saw over the weekend?
Oh, I feel like this is Melissa all
this
the time.
This is her. Okay. Her resting rate. Let's go to Rudy. He's in San Juan Capistrano, line one. He's up next on the Kevin Amin Show. Rudy, thank you for calling the Kevin Amin Show. What's good?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Scorn me not. But I have honestly never seen any of the Star Wars films.
Oh, and you are how old, Rudy?
I'm 31.
No excuse.
That's why you fail.
No excuse.
Wow, you've never seen a single Star Wars movie.
Is there a reason?
No, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces here and there, and I see where it's like, wow, this is pretty good, but I want to watch it from the beginning. Never got around to do it.
And now it's daunting because there's so many and you don't know what to watch first, what order that's
in. Do you start with
thing.
1, 2, 3, or do you start with 4, 5, 6 and go back to 1, 2, 3?
Very
that
easy.
That was my question.
Okay.
Do I watch,
very easy.
Do I watch the prequels first?
No.
And then go...
No.
You go
in order. However, there's something called the machete order. You should Google it. They say get rid of Phantom Menace entirely, which I'm not opposed to. But I would go in order, and if you don't do that, do it the machete order, which you just take away Phantom Menace altogether.
This is my in other words, you do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes.
2, 3, 4,
I disagree.
5, 6.
I disagree.
I go in order.
I disagree as well. I go 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
And then skip 1, 2, and 3.
That's always good, too.
That's exactly the way to go.
You go in order that they were released.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
And that's the same argument I have with a lot of my friends because I've asked. A few of them, because of the whole hype of this one coming up. I mean, it's got me excited, but I'm thinking, wait a minute, I don't even know what the backstories are. So I get half of them saying, watch 4, 5, 6, and then go back to the prequels. Others say it would be interesting to see the prequels and then go to 4, 5, and 6. So I'm kind of torn to both of you.
Listen, you called Kevin and Bean. You called Kevin and Bean because you value our opinion, and Kevin has it right. Watch 4, 5, 6, and forget that 1, 2, and 3 ever existed. Now, maybe down the road, if you're drunk or bored, you can watch 3, but that's the only one you're allowed to watch of the prequels, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Brad. He is in Hollywood. He's up next, line 9 on the Kevin Amin Show. Hey, Brad. Thanks for calling. What's good?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Brad Williams.
That's right.
What's up?
I was calling because I just want to say how incredible it was that at the Hollywood Bowl over the weekend, Danny Elfman reunited with Oingo Boingo guitarist Steve Bartek.
That was so great, right, dude?
Party. First time live for over 20 years.
Right.
That's, never
he came out of the
again.
Guitar and he played
that's
the song.
Incredible. Crazy, first of all, because he has been not only not for it, he's been
adamantly against it.
Never in a million years, but he did it which night? Both nights?
He did it both nights.
Both nights.
It was just unbelievable. I mean, Chip was there.
Chip, what did you think of that?
So, here's what happened.
Did you
see? So long story short, I didn't drive all the way to Hollywood Bowl. They have these things where in Lakewood and Torrance, and you know, I live in Orange County, so it's a
we
far
were asking
drive.
About Dead Man's Party.
Okay, but here's what happened.
Right, okay.
So long story short, I missed it. But
oh, I'm sorry, what? Yeah. Did you say you missed it?
I maybe missed it.
So
what?
Okay, so here's why. Because here's the thing. So I took a shuttle from Torrance up to the Hollywood Bowl, so you miss the traffic in Hollywood, and you miss the awful stacked parking.
And you missed the Dead Man's Party.
Yes. Because we were at the end of the we got the shuttle, and the chick was like, giving us really like quick directions, okay, how to get back to the shuttle at the end of the show. And she's like, we leave 20 minutes after it ends. Mm-hmm. So me and my buddy, we watched most of the credits at the end of Nightmare Before Christmas. The orchestra is still playing. And we're like, crap, we got to find out where the shuttle is because we don't know. I don't know where it is. And yeah, we were waiting in line for the shuttle. And then everyone's phones are going off. And hey, pictures of Danny Elfman playing, you know, Dead Man's Party. And
did you run back? 20 years.
Yeah.
Did you run back in?
And that hurt because I never leave anything. Early. Like, even shows, I go and
maybe
see
maybe this is not the time to claim that.
Yeah. 99% of the time, I never leave anything early.
Right.
So that's why it hurts so bad.
But maybe don't say that now.
Yeah.
Because you missed Dead Man's Party.
Yep.
So
who's
Brad.
Who's worse? Chip for missing Dead Man's Party played live for the first time in 20 years, or Beer Mug missing the Kirk Gibson home run?
Boy, see, that's a,
I don't know. I mean, I think Muggs is worse because that's a one-time-in-history-ever thing that ever happened.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Lots of people have seen Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo because they played every year. But it does hurt, Chip, that you missed it.
No,
that
it
was
super
a great
hurts.
Moment.
All right, hold on for one second. Let's go to Barbara because she was also at the show. And let's find out from Barbara if she left early as well or did she hear Dead Man's Party? Barbara, hi.
Hi. I, too, took a shuttle to the show, and I was going to walk home before I left early.
Boom!
Oh,
Barbara rules. Chip drools.
Yeah. Costa Mesa is a far walk, though. I'd probably still be walking.
It was so awesome. I'd still be walking. I came from Lakewood. It was so awesome.
How about that, Chip?
Oh,
Lakewood, Chip.
How about that, Chip?
Suck it, Orange County. Lakewood.
All right. Barbara, thank you for the call. Brad, we love you, brother. Thank you. Chip, walk on.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 20 minutes till 10.
Time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning. Kevin and Bean Show with Ralph Kramer. What's going on?
Oh, devastating interview this morning on Good Morning America with Robin Williams' widow, Susan.
Ooh.
Yeah, just watch in the other room. Boy, it's hard. Speaking out for the first time since her husband's suicide, she said she doesn't blame him one bit for taking his life. He had been paranoid and anxious, leading up to a lot of neurocognitive difficulties with the illness that he had, and he was probably going to have to check himself into a facility.
Oh, man.
For at least testing the week of his death, more than likely. She said eventually he would have had to stay in a facility because he was suffering from Parkinson's, which was not revealed at the time of his death or previous to it. She said if Robin was lucky, he would have had maybe 3 years left, doctors said, regarding his illness, and they would have been hard years. And it's a good chance he would have been locked up, she told ABC News.
Jesus.
So,
wow. Why do they think it was his kind of Parkinson's was moving so fast when others have had the disease for 20 years?
Well, is Ralph a doctor?
Well, he saw the interview. I thought that maybe that question was asked. To go from showing no signs to dead in 3 years.
Well,
that's
he had signs.
Rapid.
He had lots of symptoms that they didn't talk about, didn't release to the press, including all kinds of ailments that he was suffering from and chasing. The symptoms reared up. They said like whack-a-mole, something that he would get severe stomach pain, and then he would get a neurocognitive issue, and then they would subside, and they would come back, and so he was battling this for years prior to his passing.
Wow. Very sad.
So perhaps, Bean, you can get your hands on the doctor's notes there at the hospital and get fully informed. All I know is what his widow said. John Goodman in talks to star alongside Charlize Theron and James McAvoy in a new thriller. This sounds like a cool idea. It's called Coldest City. It's about a female super spy. All right, I'm in. Charlize Theron is a female super spy?
Yeah. Done.
Who springs into action after a British Secret Service agent from MI5 is killed just before the fall of the Berlin Wall. Goodman would play one of the American agents who works with both Charlize and James McAvoy in the thriller. And I've heard about this script. It's supposed to be terrific. So that's a movie I'd like to see with those people in it. Congratulations to Activision Blizzard. They are the video company that makes Call of Duty and Destiny, along with the world's biggest PC game franchise, World of Warcraft, is theirs also.
Right.
Yesterday they bought King Digital. That's the company that makes the most annoying games in the world, like Candy Crush, which I got hopelessly addicted to,
yeah.
And Candy Crush Soda Saga and all those. Activision shelled out $5.9 billion.
Wow.
For King Digital. And now they own it all. So I'm looking forward to Call of Candy. Or
I don't think they're going to mix them necessarily.
War Crush. Oh, yeah, you're going to get it all. Crossovers. It's going to be awesome.
Taint Wars. So.
Taint Wars will finally Taint be available Wars. On all the platforms instead of just the one in Kevin's head.
Pig's Feet Don't Lie.
Pig's Feet Don't Lie. We'll get that new game. Congratulations to Justin Bieber. He's officially off egg arrest.
Oh, this is finally ran out?
Yes. He just completed his sentence yesterday for the egg vandalism of his neighbor's house. You may remember when Justin was throwing eggs at the guy's house like a douchebag. Justin's probation hearing went well yesterday, and now he's on his own unsupervised probation. That seems dangerous. You never know when he's going to go back to eggs.
That's true.
Recidivism, Cy. Next thing you know, somebody's got an egg in the face. Who do you blame then? The criminal justice system.
That's right.
That's high, not Cy. I misspoke. He's already done everything he had to. Community labor. His fine of $80,000 in damages that he had to pay to his neighbor.
Pay your grandma throwing eggs.
And Justin also moved out of that gated community in Calabasas where the trouble happened. So likely, I think the man is safe again. But you never know. He probably looks over his shoulder for the rest of his life saying, oh, is that an egg? He doesn't know, man. That it's poor true. Bastard. He's got post-traumatic egg syndrome, I'm sure. And do you look just like a young Nicki Minaj, Allie?
Yes, I do. Oh.
I think Allie's in line for this. ABC Family, one of our favorite networks, soon to be known as Freeform, of course.
Sure.
Is looking for a young actress to play the young Nicki Minaj.
In
What's Good?
In What's Good, a new series about her young life. Networks picked up a new sitcom based on her life, and they need a girl between the ages of 11 and 13 to play young Nicki. Nicki's the executive producer of the show. The premise is it follows her family relocating from Trinidad to Queens, New York in the early 1990s, and the series will be shot in New York City. If you think you look even more like a 13-year-old Nicki Minaj than Allie McKay, you can also audition.
Right?
Yeah, try it.
Nice try.
By downloading the free Disney Applause app and click on ABC Family's online open call.
What?
You click on that, and it'll give you all the information of if your kid wants to audition to be young Nicki Minaj.
Do you know, Ralph, if this song will be in the movie?
He's killing himself.
He really is.
It's Anaconda.
Right.
The first remix.
Right. Listen to him, would you?
Okay, here's what's weird is for a lot of years, he would just sit up there as a grouchy, that's not funny. Yeah. Who thinks that's funny?
What kind of low humor? How do you set the bar that low if you think that's funny?
Now it's barely funny, and he's going crazy. He's
busting a gut.
What happened?
I don't know.
He never laughs. Farts. We get it. Farting Anaconda, we get that.
That's a good band, by the way. It's going to be good.
Back to you, Ralph.
It's new release day. These DVDs are available if you missed them in theaters and you want to pick them up for your home entertainment collection. The Lego Brickumentary is now available on DVD. In case you wanted to know everything about Legos.
Is that all, or is there...
That documentary they're referring to as a brickumentary.
Right.
She's funny that way. Owen Wilson, Imogen Poots, Jennifer Aniston, Will Forte.
I might have seen that. I think maybe that was good. Maybe it wasn't, because I may or may not have seen it.
I didn't have all the details at my fingertips on that one.
No, you didn't.
Earlier.
The end of the tour. Jesse Eisenberg and Jason Segel. True life story of author and his interviewer. Going on the road together. Vacation, Ed Helms and Christina Applegate, the reboot of the popular Chevy Chase comedy franchise. Inside Out with Amy Poehler and Phyllis Smith, Mindy Kaling, Lewis Black. Great movie. Loved that film. So did my daughter. And a little movie called Lavalantula out on DVD today.
Yay!
based on the true story of giant lava-spewing arachnids.
You said true story.
Springing forth from the Earth's crust after a major earthquake in Los Angeles.
You're mistaken. You said true story.
It is absolutely true. Oh. And if you don't remember that, that's on you.
I don't remember that.
I was in the S, man. I was in the thick of it. That time when I had one arm and I was alongside Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah, it was your
fighting spiders.
You were acting.
Maybe you were acting.
You were.
It was real for me, man.
You were playing Pirate Jack, if I'm not mistaken.
I've got post-traumatic pirate syndrome.
I don't feel like you do.
Hello.
Right?
Right.
Today's celebrity birthday is Kendall Jenner's 20 years old today. Rise Again singer Timmy!
He's 37.
He's 37. Mick Thompson, Slipknot guitarist, is 42. Dolph Lundgren is 58. Comedian Dennis Miller, 62 years old today. Actress Roseanne is 63. And singer Adam Ant, 62.
You're the head on the spear. You're the nail on the cross. You're the fly in my beer. You're the key that got lost. You're the letter from Jesus.
Is that not? Is that not?
Cheers.
Adam.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman.
No.
He's Ralph. Murder us.
Come on, Ralph.
Done. I'm all done. All in over here.
We're still friends, though, right?
Sure.
You guys know about nutscaping? Have you seen this? This is apparently a thing. Nutscape. This is becoming a thing.
He's laughing at the farts. You're laughing at the nuts.
And Nutscape. I'm trying to stop Nutscape.
It's like an Oscar Wilde play.
I'm saying maybe we don't need to go toward the Nutscape. That's my point. We'll talk about that tomorrow on All New Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, comedian Eddie Ift will join us, and we've got some more Disneyland Resort Deluxe annual passes tomorrow morning.